Performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Key days and weeks in the fight for Iraq.
There's certainly a stepped-up level of violence. And we're heading into an election.
What to do about North Korea?
We want to leave open the path of negotiation.
Sweet music for holiday toy buyers.
A price war is brewing.
And good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New questions about the U.S. mission in Iraq in a deadly month for U.S. troops and just weeks before crucial midterm elections. CBS's Bill Plant at the White House.
This is the bloodiest month in 2 years for U.S. troops in Iraq, and the war has clearly become an election issue. So much so that the president, in an interview with ABC News, acknowledged that the insurgent push was similar to the Tet Offensive in Vietnam.
In the interview with George Stephanopoulos, Mr. Bush said he doesn't want to see American confidence shaken like it was during Vietnam.
I'm patient. I'm not patient forever, and I'm not patient with dawdling. But I recognize the degree of difficulty of the task.
The president says al-Qaeda is looking to stir up enough chaos to make the American people sick and tired of the Iraq effort. The death of a U.S. soldier today in Anbar province brings the American fatality toll for the month to 71. 12 Iraqis were killed, 25 hurt in a suicide bombing today in Mosul. The military's ordered court-martials for soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell for allegedly raping a 14-year-old girl and killing her family back in March. CBS's Jim Crisula with more.
Investigators say they planned the rape as they worked a traffic checkpoint, leaving to change clothes to avoid detection as they went to the girl's nearby home. Investigators also say the soldier set the bodies on fire to cover up the crime.
President Bush suggests it would be a grave consequence for North Korea to sell nuclear weapons to Iran or terrorists. But in his ABC News interview, he did not specify what that might mean. Secretary of State Rice in South Korea stressed the importance of keeping a lid on North Korea.
Some people seem to be imagining a quarantine or a blockade. That is not the intention of the resolution, but it is the intention of the resolution to have all states act on their obligation to prevent this trafficking.
Chinese envoys met with North Korean leaders today amid concerns a second nuclear test is in the planning. Well, if you're ready for some football, get ready for the possibility of stepped-up security at NFL games on Sunday. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy. Jim, how serious is this dirty bomb threat that popped up?
Well, it's an internet claim. The dirty bombs would be set off at NFL games on Sunday.
I encourage the American public to continue to go about their daily lives, to attend large public gatherings, and certainly to go to football games.
Russ Kanaki of the Department of Homeland Security.
Quite frankly, what we're talking about here is a website posting, and the department views that posting with very strong skepticism.
And this Jets fan will be at Sunday's game.
I have no problem going to the game. I'm sure the Meadowlands personnel and the New Jersey State Police will take the proper precautions.
Reporting live, Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Well, just in time for Christmas, a price war in the toy department. CBS's Jim Taylor joins us. Jim, who fired the first shot?
Santa's little helpers are already hard at work at Walmart, Steve. Just as the nation's number one toy seller did a year ago at this time, they are slashing prices on more than 100 toys. This year, the cut's about 25% deeper. One of the biggest deals, the Amazing Amanda doll. Want some juice, Stone?
No, Mommy. I want juice now.
Marked down from $99 to $69. Steve?
Well, Walmart's announcing today it's going to roll out its generic drug offerings in 14 more states. The chain's Florida experiment has gotten high marks from customers. Time on the World News Roundup, 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour brought to you by John Lang Homes. Visit johnlanghomes.com.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Homeland Security has informed the NFL about an internet threat to detonate dirty bombs at seven NFL stadiums this weekend. They don't believe it's credible, but they told the NFL as a precaution. Coach Mike Shanahan has had his scares over the years.
There's only one time I got a little scared. We were in Carolina one time, and a guy threatened to shoot John before the game, and they weren't going to tell John, and John was standing next to me, and I told John that I was going to move over, so I moved over a little bit in case the guy was a bad shot. I didn't want to get hit, but seriously, that happened one time.
Yeah, John, of course, John Elway. The stadiums mentioned include Cleveland, where the Broncos play Sunday, New York, Seattle, Oakland, Miami, Atlanta, and Houston. And a quick follow to a missing hunter story we had yesterday in separate counties. Both found, and they're both okay. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. Nice start to the ride. In fact, it's just very quiet around town. A big improvement over yesterday. I-70 looks good, clear and dry, cutting all the way across town to the east. You just want to watch out for some debris on the eastbound lanes just west of Colorado. Smooth and easy along I-25. You're going to be in good shape coming up through the tech center and into downtown. Wide open drive right now on 225. C-470 looks great through High Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
I could be wrong, I could be right. I could be black, I could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong. I could be white, I could be black.
Good morning, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, 58. We're going to have intermittent clouds on and off all day. And tomorrow, Friday, they're calling for a high of 61. Next chance of any kind of precipitation comes on Saturday with partly sunny skies with flurries and a high on Saturday of around 45. So we'll have to see what the weekend brings. But looking forward to the weekend, it doesn't look that bad. All right, 303-713-7600. This show streams at am760.net. You can get this show on podcast at am760.net. Coming up later on this morning and next hour, we'll talk to Michael Weinstein. Mickey Weinstein, he's a former Air Force Academy attorney and co-author of a new book, With God on Our Side, One Man's War Against an Evangelical Coup in America's Military. We've talked to him before, and we're going to talk to him again about the place of religion in the military and what's going on with evangelicals. And this harks back to yesterday's conversation, which I tried to start, and I believe I tried to start it in the 6 o'clock hour. If memory serves me right. Was in the 6 or the 7 o'clock hour that I tried, and we got off on a whole thing about Iraq, but this whole idea that you can't really say anything about a certain sector of Christianity being the radical Christian right and what I call the authoritarian Christian right, that you really can't say anything about them without people coming after you saying, well, you're picking on my religion, even if they'll qualify the email with the statement, but I'm not one of those. But why are you picking on Christianity? And I'm not picking on Christianity, and I don't think anybody is picking on Christianity as a whole. I think that what we're doing here is we're pointing out a segment of Christianity which seeks to tear down the wall between church and state. And you've got everything from right-wing evangelical Christian politicians out there running who will tell you that there is no wall between the church and state. And I've had them call me. I've had callers call me and tell me this, that there's no wall, there's no establishment clause, that none of this stuff exists. I've not only had that, but I've also had people send me these emails saying, well, why are you attacking Christianity? And I'm not. But I find it, as I said yesterday, I find it really amazing that we know that there is a radical strain of thought in Islam and that there are always calls for progressive Muslims and mainstream believers in Islam to stand up and to say, wait a minute, this isn't our religion. You guys are hijacking it. You do not represent us. And stop it. Well, we don't get the same thing from mainstream Christians. We don't get the same thing from Christians who consider themselves to be mainstream and not ideologically radical. They don't stand up as Christians and say, wait a minute, James Dobson is too extreme, and James Dobson has an extreme point of view in which we don't agree with. Jerry Falwell has an extreme point of view in which we don't agree with. Donald Wildman has an extreme point of view in which we do not agree with. You don't get much of that. Now, there are progressive and liberal Christians out there who are speaking up now more than ever before, and one of those is Jim Wallace, and I believe Jim Wallace is going to be in town here in the next couple of weeks. I believe he'll be at the Tattered Cover. We've had him on the show before.
He's a wonderful guy and a great author. But if you dare say anything about the radical right of the religion, then you get accused of being a quote-unquote secular liberal. And that you're some kind of enemy of mankind. And you're an enemy of Christianity. And I can't speak for everybody. But I can only speak for myself. I mean, I think there are people out there, I've run across them. I've gotten emails from them who are atheists. I consider myself to be an agnostic, kind of. Although I'm proud of my Jewish heritage. But you get these folks who do attack Christianity. I know they're out there. I've gotten emails from them, too. But I always email them back and tell them that I think they're wrong. That there's many good things being done, not only here in the United States of America, but also around the world, in the name of Jesus. And there are a lot of people who take Christ's message about administering to the poor and helping the poor, and they take it to heart and they take it seriously. But it's the ones who don't, and it's the ones who engage in this harsh rhetoric and this kind of theological weirdness that if you speak out against them, then what ends up happening is people take you to task and they brand you as going after all Christians. I don't mind people speaking out about aspects of Judaism. I don't always agree with Israel. I think that the criticism that was leveled at Israel during the Israeli-Lebanon conflict was a lot of it was right on target. I have no problem with that. No problem at all. But there's something about us, there's something about group identity that goes on. There's some kind of thing about group identity. This kind of feeling of like, well, they could be, they're wrong. Well, let me look for another way to put this. It's kind of like, yeah, I don't agree with them, but they're one of us. This kind of tribal thing that goes on, or kind of group, collective feeling. And I think it not only extends to religion, but I think it also extends to ethnicity. I think it also extends to your feelings about your country. I think it extends to a lot of things. This feeling of, well, my country may do a lot of wrong things, but I don't like you talking about my country. That's for me to do because I'm an American. Or, as a guy I used to work for in Chicago once said to me, Jay, it's real simple. I can call my baby ugly, but if you call my baby ugly, then you and I are going to have words. And I think that there's a lot of focus on this. I think this is really, really true. And I'm going to talk to Michael Weinstein about this. Because this thing really bothers me. And I think about it a lot. I think about it a lot because the role of the evangelical right, and we'll have David Kuo on tomorrow, who has written the book Tempting Fate, the evangelical right has taken a very, very prominent position in politics and in culture wars in this country. So the subject of these guys, of these folks, is coming up a lot now in the news. And I feel like I've been battling these people forever and a day. I feel like I've been battling them when I was a kid. I feel like I'm battling them as an adult. I feel like I've been battling them ever since I've been a talk show host. That they are hell-bent and determined to have their way, and I feel like I'm hell-bent and determined to stop them. But in doing a lot of topics on this and doing a lot of having a lot of guests on, I worry that there are a lot of mainstream Christians out there who say, well, wait, there he goes again. He's bashing Christianity. And I don't know how to make it any clearer in that I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. I'm only challenging and taking on one strain of it. I mean, I believe people like James Dobson, I believe people like Jerry Falwell, I believe those folks, I think they're in it for the money and the power. I don't think they're in it to heal souls and to do good. I think they're in it for the money and the power. And they get money and power by spreading fear and by demonizing people. Demonizing people who disagree with them, by demonizing people in society who they find to be different and objectionable. That's what I think's going on here. I think it's about money and it's about power. There's a clip on Media Matters for America. You can go to their website, mediamatters.org, and you can check the clip out for yourself of James Dobson. And I believe he's talking to William Bennett. And on one hand, Dobson is talking about liberals. And he's talking about how liberals hate the country and about how liberals don't like America, which I would sit down with Mr. Dobson and I would say, you're lying. You're really lying. Because most people that I know that are progressive and that are liberal love the country. They just don't like the direction. And then after making that statement, he turns around a few minutes later and talks about the election coming up. And then he says to William Bennett, well, but focus on the family is not a political organization. Now, do you accept that? Do you think that's truth in reality? See, I don't think that's truth. And I think these people are about power. 303-713-7600. Anybody else want to chime in on this? I'm not asking you to call up here and wrap your arms around me and say, well, GJ, I understand where you're coming from. And no, but that's not what I... But I want to know if there are anybody out, if there's anybody else out there, and predominantly if you're Christian, and this is a predominantly Christian country in that there 85% of the populace considers themselves to be Christian. I really want to know if I'm just barking up the wrong tree here, or if you're honest enough to call me up and say, yeah, you know what, when I hear you get into this stuff, it does bother me. I want to explore this a little bit here this morning. I know there's 100,000 other things going on, and we'll try to get most of them stuffed in between now and 10 o'clock. But I really want to talk about this. 303-713-7600, three open lines. If anybody want to get off their half moons and get into this.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Our target is called Iwo Jima.
Movie critics across America are hailing director Clint Eastwood's Flags of Our Fathers.
This is Japanese soil, sacred ground.
The New York Times waves. It's a big, sweeping spectacle.
We take that mountain, we take their big guns. We take their eyes.
A rare feat of movie making.
I've told my men I'd see them through this. It means I already lied to half of them, can't lie to the rest.
It's beautiful, an emotionally resonant epic.
Knowing he was with you that day, I don't know why it makes me feel better, but it does.
It's so silly.
No, it's not.
A stunning achievement.
Here are the heroes of Iwo Jima.
Richard Roper calls it an American masterpiece.
People on the street corners, they looked at this picture and they took hope. They said, we are winning this war.
Flags of Our Fathers. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent or guardian. Starts Friday, October 20th.
It can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 625, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock, high today 58, intermittent clouds. Talking here about Christianity and about this tendency of folks who are Christian to get angry with me when I point out about evangelical and or right-wing authoritarian Christians. It's like, well, I'm attacking Christianity. And I'm really not. I'm just getting after people like James Dobson and those folks who have what I consider to be an extreme, almost anti-American kind of attitude. Let's go to Ken in Aurora. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I know you didn't ask for it, but I'd like to come through the phone right there and just give you a big hug.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
You know, being a Christian and being active in the Christian community, that's one of the biggest battles we have one of the biggest battles I have is finding good-hearted Christian people who really do have a good Christian heart and telling them to quit idolizing Dobson and Robertson and these guys and seeing them for what they really are. And when this book comes out, this Tempting Faith, and it shows the Bush administration for what they are and the Republicans for what they are, you won't hear Robertson and Dobson, these guys, criticize them because they share the same faith as the Bush administration. You already said it. Their gods are power and money. And they're not going to criticize Rove and those guys because they're getting what they want from them and the Bush administration's getting what they want from Robertson and Dobson. And good Christians out there need to stop listening to these people and seeing them for what they are.
Boy, they have a lot of followers. They have a lot of followers. And why are mainstream, when you bring this up, why do mainstream Christians get upset?
You know, I think it's, like you said, it's kind of a personal, they feel like maybe you're attacking them because there are some people out there, like you said, some atheists and stuff out there. And I used to be an atheist and I used to debate really hard on Christians and think that many of them were just sheep being led by those. But you know, being active in the community now and being, you know, a Christian now, I see the good that can be done. But it's not through sending my money to Pat Robertson.
Yeah. It's just their agenda is just so extreme. And
well,
I wonder if Jesus would be comfortable with all of this.
No, I'm sorry. Jesus never said, torture your enemies and lock them up for the rest of their lives. Jesus said, pray for your enemies and try and help the poor, not let them pull themselves up by their bootstraps. These guys don't even, it's like they never even read what Jesus taught, but they call themselves Christians. And the most frustrating thing is to hear people who do know the Bible inside and out buy their BS day after day after day. It's very frustrating.
Is that because they take the ideology, or they take the belief, they take it and they take these verses, and they interpret them to fit their social and cultural agenda instead of interpreting them literally?
Well, you know, I think part of it too is that they do kind of the same thing that the Bush administration has done with a lot of mainstream Americans, is they push the fear card. They tell people there's a war on Christians. They tell people that you know, we're going to, if liberals get in, they're going to ban the Bible and start locking Christians up for speaking about homosexuality. They go out and they spread the same kind of fear that the Bush administration does to regular Americans about terrorism and stuff like that. A lot of it's fear-based. It's not faith-based. It's fear-based.
I wonder how we ended up, well, part of it's 9/11, and I can understand that, but I wonder how we ended up to be in a position that we're in, that as a country, we're just so damn fearful.
It's pretty sad. Yeah, I know. We've gone from there's nothing to fear but fear itself to be very afraid and let me protect you. It's really kind of sad. Hopefully there's enough Christians, you know, the Christian movement throughout history has had a lot of martyrs who have been willing to sacrifice themselves before they let governments, you know, turn them into creatures and stuff like that. And hopefully there's enough of us that will stand up and sacrifice. We may have to be the ones that sacrifice. We may be the ones in Guantanamo Bay pretty soon, but, you know, so hopefully there's enough of us that are willing to do that rather than just cave into this pure theology that they preach.
Well, regardless of whatever your religious orientation is, we all have to stand up, and we all have to stand up against it. Ken, thank you, man, and have a great
day. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
All right, we'll see you. A couple of lines open here, 303-713-7600. We're talking about the difference between mainstream Christianity and the radical Christian right, and the idea that you can't criticize them without people walking away or coming to you saying, well, there he goes again, he's bashing Christianity, which is not what I'm doing. And why it is, if you're a mainstream Christian, why do you identify with or feel like you have to defend Pat Robertson, James Dobson, Jerry Falwell, Donald Wildman? And to me, what these people are all about is they're not about Christ's teachings, what I know of Christ's teachings. What they are, to me, is they're about money and power. All right, it says 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's dry and it's cold out there. But traffic should be, at least, we hope it should be, pretty good. Gina?
Yes, Jay, it's a nice drive just about everywhere. Both of our interstates running clear across the city. We just have the normal buildup southbound 25 at 104th. Have a minor snag eastbound I-70 west of Colorado. We did have some debris that was causing a slowdown there. Quite a few more headlights along I-25 at Spear for your downtown commute. We have smooth conditions through the Tech Center and across Aurora on 225.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
It's a diverse selection of over 600 vehicles on the lot. Everything you can think of. And how about this? They're celebrating Halloween out of Rocky's. That's right. Rocky's always does a great job decking out their showroom for the holidays. And the Halloween decorations are up, and they've got a huge pile of Halloween pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns. So what you can do is go out there, and there's one per family or one per customer. So if you want to go out and look at a car, whether you buy or you don't buy, take away a jack-o'-lantern for you and your family. Rocky's Autos, they're just great folks. Get out there and see my friends, the Alshires, Tom and Marv, or any of the gang out of Rocky's. Check them out online at rockysautos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. And check out the inventory. That's Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. If you want to move soon, we have some very smart choices for you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where we have new homes ready for move-in. To learn more, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The song reminds me of 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour. High today, 58, intermittent clouds. Because if I say what it reminds me of, people are going to go, see, we knew all along that you're blasphemous. Now I have to say, John Turk, who produces the show, now I have to talk about it. When I was first a disc jockey, when I was like 19 years old and working in Del Rio, Texas, I used to get off of work every day, and everybody, there was no, what they have like they have now in radio, which is voice tracking, where you think there's a live disc jockey there, but there isn't a live disc jockey, and it could be some guy in Columbus, Ohio or something that's electronically kind of MP3-ish type thing, sending these voice track stuff down. Everybody was live, so we all used to go to Acuna, Mexico, and go drink in the bars, and the bands over there only knew five or six English songs, and this was one of them, and they would play it over and over and over again. All right, we're talking about Christianity and about how, if you point out about radical right-wing Christians like Dodson, like the rest of these guys, what ends up happening is people send me emails, and I get this thing about how I'm attacking Christianity as a whole, and I don't understand that. Don't get it. Let's go to Deb in Loveland. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Deb.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing okay.
Real good. I'm not very happy about how the radical right has hijacked my religion and my constitutional rights. And my brother has a little piece on his refrigerator. It says, Jesus says, give to him who begs and refuse not he who would borrow from you. Bush cracks down on welfare cheats. Jesus says, if a man smites your right cheek, turn the left. Bush won't leave America defenseless. And Jesus says, judge not lest ye be judged. Bush spies on left-wing liberals. And Jesus says, put up your sword, for they who live by the sword will die by the sword. Bush cracks down on terrorists. Jesus is wrong on welfare cheats, wrong on defense, wrong on liberals, wrong on terrorism. I'm George Bush, and I approve this message.
Well, I don't even think so much... I don't think it's so much George Bush. I mean, I think it's easy to hang everything on him and to get on the radio station and beat him up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I think this comes from an entrenched attitude that I've noticed not only here but also in all the years that I've done talk, which is now probably about 20. That if you get into this kind of idea that America should have a separation of church and state, that it should not be a theocracy, and that you believe people like James Dobson, and you believe people like Jerry Falwell, and you believe people like Pat Robertson, and you believe these others are wrong, that they're dead wrong, then what ends up happening is you get labeled as somebody who's attacking Christianity, and that's not what I'm doing. I don't think that's what anybody else is doing. I mean, I think there are people out there who do attack Christianity, mm-hmm. but I don't think that that's what I'm trying to put forward here. I don't think that's what a lot of people are trying to put forward. I think what they're trying to put forward is that we do have a separation of church and state, that these guys are way over the top, that they engage in this kind of hateful language and this kind of culture war type stuff, particularly against people who they don't particularly either like, agree with. And when you stand up to denounce that, then you yourself get denounced.
Mm-hmm. I think that the problem is, I think that the right-wing church people would be horrified if they ever had to meet with Jesus. I don't think they could stand him, and they better read their Bible. And I mean, Jesus spent his whole life working for the poor, going around the country and speaking for the voiceless of his day.
Well, whose Bible?
And he got crucified by the James Dobsons, who were the Pharisees and the Sadducees of his day.
Well, whose Bible's right?
Well, I think that it's a long book, and you can pick out here and there. You can cherry pick and find something for everybody. But if you take the Bible as a whole, as a history of a people who dealt with the problems of their day, and there were a lot of very poor people who were living lives of misery, and those were the people who Jesus ministered to, I think you start to get a whole picture. But the Bible is a book that covers thousands of years. And if you cherry-pick the Bible, boy, you can find something that's going to suit you.
Was Jesus' mission to serve and to help the poor?
Right. And I don't, you know, and how would that go down with cracking down on welfare cheats? You know, because everybody who's on welfare sound like they're a welfare cheat to me, the way these folks present them, rather than somebody who's hit on hard times and needs a little bit of a hand up.
So what would if that's Jesus' mission, what would Jesus and what would Christianity have to do with, say, attacking people who disagree with you?
Jesus dealt with that all the time, his whole life.
I wish we had that cut, and we were almost going to dub it off this morning, and we just didn't dub it off. Deb, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. Have a good day.
All right. Anybody versed in the Bible want to help me with this? 303-713-7600. How does? I wish we had that cut. Is there any way we can play that? Yeah. All right, we'll do it next segment. We'll try to get it on. It's long, and you got to listen to it. But I think it really crystallizes what I'm talking about here. Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. You were talking about James Dobson, Falwell, et cetera. Pat Robertson here about 7-8 years ago was bragging that he wanted to change the Constitution to make Christianity the state religion in this country. It looks like he's well on his way, the way that he's got that fool in the White House right now. And
well, all right.
The way things are going.
If he makes a statement like that, and then you and I, or I won't even drag you into it, I'll just say myself, if I stand up and challenge that and say I think that's wrong, and here's why I think it's wrong, and I think it's un-American, and here's why I think it's un-American, then why do mainstream Christians then feel that they have to respond to me and that they have to say, well, you're attacking Christianity?
Well, but they've been so conditioned to Pavlov-type response by their so-called leaders. It's just natural for them anymore. They used to not be that way. They used to be able to think for themselves. That's become the problem. They can't think for themselves anymore.
Hmm. But they can read the Bible, can't they?
But do they?
Well, see, I don't know. I can't answer that. But
you know, That's the thing. Do they read the Bible, or are they being told what the Bible says by these clowns like Robertson and Dobson? You know, Dobson hates this country more than anybody, and he's accusing liberals of hating the country? Uh-uh. He's the one that guys. He's one of the hate mongers of this country.
Do those guys ever deliver a positive message? I don't think I've ever heard them deliver a positive message. Have you?
I've never heard one, Jay. That's the problem. None of them ever deliver a positive slant on Christianity. It's always hate this, hate that, hate something else.
Hmm. All right, Bob. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Anytime.
You got it. Let's go to Amy in Denver. Amy, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I'm a born-again Christian. I have a lot of experience with fundamentalism, and I guess I consider myself a fundamentalist, but I really don't like Bible bullets, and I don't like the spirit of legalism and religiosity that can really get really affect a lot of different churches and ultimately Christians that focus on, you know, there is one, several verses in the Old Testament that talk about homosexuality, but then they don't focus on the fact that in the Old Testament, God also told the Israelites that he hates divorce. But we have so many divorced people in the churches now that we just ignore that part. So I see where people are picking verses out and getting legalistic about stuff. And
well, I've tried to use that argument before, though, on the air. I've tried to say, well, wait a minute. Here's a couple of things I don't understand. One, if you're telling me that you believe that everything that is in the Old and New Testament is absolutely and completely true, and that you should follow everything that's in there, are you then advocating that we should stone women who are divorced or who engage in infidelity? And I'll always get some kind of weird, convoluted answer to that.
Right. My position is I believe that it is the Word of God, but I think that the Old Testament is more an example of, like, precepts and principles of, you know, God. Let's face it, most of it is about God and Israel and his relationship with them. And the New Testament, you know, Jesus came, I came to fulfill the law. And Paul talks about the difference between the spirit of the law and the letter of the law. And I think that's what people miss is the basic, what Jesus came to do was basically to win hearts and minds, that he was the Son of God and can redeem you. And the mission beyond that, you know, and it's evident in how he treated people. So when we're running around going, well, you can't be gay, that's all wrong and that's sinful, and so we're going to be against gays, and it's like, it misses the point. We all have all kinds of things that don't work in our life. And if you think that being gay is one of them, your job as a Christian is still to, who cares? The point is, are you reaching their heart for Jesus? You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah,
like,
I do know
we're
what
missing
you're
the point.
Well, yeah, but when you attack somebody and put them down, you're certainly not going to open their hearts. You're certainly not going to win them over to anything.
Right. And I'm always disturbed that so many Christians seem to miss that fact, and instead they're like, well, we need to legislate Christianity, and, you know, let's go out and make, you know, that just sounds like the Inquisition to me. Let's make everybody act like Christians, and then I can be happy in this country, and, you know, whatever, I don't have to look at pornography, or I don't, you know, whatever your list of sin is. And it's going about it completely backwards. If you think people that are gay are wrong, and I don't, but if you think, you know, people practicing gay or sinners, then do your evangelism thing, you know? Minister to them if that's what you think. If you think prostitutes are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going about it backwards. It's like, no, we need more laws so that, you know, I don't have to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. Amy, great call. Thank you so, so much.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good day. See, now, she's Christian. Listen to the kindness and concern and caring in her voice, and how come we don't hear more of that? 6:49, 11 minutes away from 7 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Work continues along U.S. 6 today between 119 and 58. That's right through Clear Creek Canyon. Crews will have that shut down both directions until mid-afternoon. Weather today, partly cloudy, warmer, breezy in the foothills, high of 56, currently 30 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 652. It's 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 58. Intermittent clouds. We're talking about the radical Christian right. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to Mickey Weinstein, who is the author of With God on Our Side, One Man's War Against Evangelical Coup in America's Military. Mikey Weinstein. I don't want to call him Mickey. It's Mikey Weinstein. Michael, actually, is his full name. Let me see if we can play a little bit of this. This is for Media Matters for America. This is James Dobson, and I believe that the other voice you'll hear is William Bennett, moralist William Bennett, who, of course, is famous for getting stuck with the huge, gigantic poker debts after releasing the Book of Virtues. And I think, well, Bennett kind of speaks for himself. But check this out.
There's a story going around now, I've heard it more than once, that in Iran, you know, a lot of Iranians are pro-American. But at the beginning of the Iraq incursion, they put signs on their roofs saying, U.S. Air Force, come here next. Your neighbors right across the way, mm-hmm. U.S. Air Force Academy, come here next. Because America represents the hope. You know what Sharansky tells. You know the stories about Sharansky being in the prison in the Soviet Union and then tapping the messages about the United States and Ronald Reagan.
Hmm. Yeah, given that historical fact and the way it is today, isn't it amazing that there's such a sizable number of people in the media and in the liberal community that despise this country and its freedoms and are doing everything they can to undermine it?
It's never been this bad in terms of the media. I wouldn't say that presidents haven't had it this hard. They have. Lincoln was one. Washington, before he was president, I mean, you talk about touch and go, you know, facing the greatest military in the world without equipment, without money, without without manpower, and with an awful lot of the country being loyal, still being loyal to the crown. But in terms of the media, it has never been like this.
Larry, we're right around the corner from an election.
Yep.
And here at Focus on the Family, we're not political. We do care a lot about the issues. But
all right, there you go. That's a little sample of it. Okay, that those of us who do not see things as Mr. Dobson does, that we despise America. Now, what does Jesus' teachings have to do with that? And then saying that, in another breath, that we are not a political organization. Who does he think he's kidding? Let's go to George in Inglewood. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I'd like to talk about the words separation of church and state, and they're not in the Constitution, but first on Dobson. You know, he says liberals despise this country, but shouldn't he despise this country? Because the one thing he really worries about is abortion. And if he lives in a country that has killed like 45 million babies, isn't he the one who despises this country because of that?
Well, I don't know. Does he care more about abortion, or does he care more about gay rights, or what does he care more about?
That's another thing. He should despise the country on that account, too. I think you're right. He despises the country. But anyway, you mentioned separation of church and state, and I know that these guys like to say that's not in the Constitution. But you know what they'll do when they read the Constitution? And let me read the First Amendment. It says the Congress shall pass no law respecting an establishment of religion. What they'll do a lot of times is say respecting an establishment of a religion. And so do you know what this means anyway in the First Amendment?
They'll say
it really means that not to have a state church. And, of course, those words aren't in that amendment.
Well,
what does it mean?
Well, I mean, I think that it's been interpreted, and I think that it's been decided through settled law over the years that, and even though we've grown weak on this, that the government is not supposed to establish or support using taxpayer funds or federal resources. Religion and or any one religion over another religion, but they're supposed to stay out of religion. They're not supposed to be involved.
So we're about to come up on, we're about to approach Christmas here, and we're going to have the display on the courthouse. People will talk about it again. To me, that does establish religion on government property. To me, it does.
Well, yeah, I think it does if you put a Christ-like display on there. I think if you just put a Christmas tree, I don't think it does, because I think you can make a case that Christmas has become a non-religious holiday for a lot of people.
Jesus is in the display. It's a nativity scene.
Well, okay, if the nativity scene is there, I think you have a case.
Well,
I would agree with you.
Well, talk about what that means sometime. What does it mean, establishment of religion?
Well, we've had numerous people on there to do it, and I can have them on again. But
okay.
But I think you and I are on the same page. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Okay. We'll have Mickey Weinstein coming up next to talk about... did I do it again? It's Michael Weinstein. To talk about this whole thing about religion and the military. And that's coming up, so stick around.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
J. Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Fresh violence in Iraq claims a dozen lives, victims of a suicide bombing at a police station in the northern city of Mosul. Here at home, President Bush was asked if the stepped-up violence in Iraq reminds him of the Tet Offensive, a turning point in the war in Iraq in Vietnam. He told ABC's George Stephanopoulos there could be a comparison.
There's certainly a stepped-up level of violence, and we're heading into an election.
But what's your gut tell you?
George, my gut tells me that they have all along been trying to inflict enough damage that we leave.
The United States may not leave anytime soon, but that doesn't rule out a change in strategy.
President Bush has always said that he'll stay the course, but he also said that staying the course means finding what works and doing it. And many saw that as a possible opening to a change of strategy. But the issue probably will not be resolved before the election. And in the meantime, the war itself has become a major issue in the election.
CBS News correspondent Bill Plant at the White House. North Korea is getting squeezed by its closest ally and by the country it fears the most to scrap any plans it may have for a second nuclear test. A top Chinese envoy went to Pyongyang to deliver the message in person to North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. In Seoul, South Korea, Secretary of State Rice held out an olive branch.
We want to leave open the path of negotiation. We don't want the crisis to escalate.
But Rice said a second test should never take place. An 81-year-old man is fighting for his life after a stingray jumped into a boat in Lighthouse Point, Florida, and stuck a barb through his chest. Heart surgeon Ted Carson operated on the man.
It's a very serious and freaky injury. I've never seen anything like this, and I don't think many people have.
An Ivy League school that took money from slave traders wants to make amends. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy.
A Brown University panel recommending the creation of a memorial and academic center to focus on slavery and justice.
This is a very serious, sustained inquiry. It's not a kind of public relations gesture.
Professor James Campbell, he chaired the steering committee.
The kinds of work that we at the university can do well and can help to repair a historical record that is not adequately reflected who we are as a people.
Now, Frank, the report says Brown is accepting responsibility for its part in grievous crimes. Reporting live, Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
The Labor Department counted 299,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, down 10,000 from the week before to the lowest level since late July. Job cuts are on the way at NBC Universal. The network is eliminating 700 jobs, 5% of its workforce, and streamlining its news operations. The Mets and Cards will lock horns tonight for the National League pennant. Mets catcher Paul LaDuca can't wait.
The place is going to be electric. We got our work cut out for us. We haven't won anything yet.
The NLCS is even after six games. The Mets beat the Cardinals last night. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event, with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver Package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11-30-06.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Football fans responding to an internet warning that seven NFL stadiums will be hit by a dirty bomb this weekend.
I don't understand what kind of world we're living in where, I mean, I just want to go spend time with my son at a football game and I have to worry about these sort of things. I mean, that's sad.
One of the stadiums on the list is Cleveland, where the Broncos are set to take on the Browns Sunday. The fans say they don't hold much stock in the warning, but security's being beefed up. The other stadiums on the list, Oakland, Seattle, Atlanta, New York, Miami, and Houston. XL Energy natural gas customers will see bills that are 35% lower next month compared to last year. Even though prices in November will be much cheaper than a year ago, they're still a bit higher than what they are this month. A new CU study says cranking the volume on your iPod too high leads to long-term damage. The study says only 5 minutes at full volume could cause years of damage. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. We've got a new wreck. It's way up north, northbound I-25 at Johnstown. It's going to be just south of Loveland. It is a rollover crash. I would expect some backups for sure. Also, one on McCaslin Boulevard, southbound lanes approaching the Turnpike. Turnpike itself moving well westbound now through Broomfield. We have the usual congestion forming eastbound Federal to Pecos. Still collision install free on 225, but we're filling in nicely now on northbound from Iliff to Alameda, southbound lanes of the Tech Center. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, warmer, breezy in the foothills, high of 56, currently 30 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get one-hour digital prints from King Supers for...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Excuse me, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, high today 58, intermittent clouds on and off throughout the day. The book is With God on Our Side, One Man's War Against an Evangelical Coup in the American Military. It's published by St. Martin's Press, and one of the co-authors is Michael Weinstein. He is an Air Force Academy graduate from the Reagan White House, former Reagan White House counsel, and president and founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, and renowned biographer, David Say. This book it ties in with something we've been talking about here for the last hour and the last couple of days about evangelicals and the authoritarian right-wing Christianity. And Michael, welcome back to the program. I know we had you on, I think it was like last year. We had you on, and it's good to have you back.
Well, thank you for having me back. It's really great to be back on the show again.
All right, what led you to write this book? I know that when you were at the academy, I know you had trouble. I know that they made fun of the fact that you were Jewish and that it was very, very, very difficult. But what led you to the idea of writing this book?
Well, there's a couple things. Actually, as I described in the book here, I had a very serious thing that happened my first semester at the academy, and I was assaulted. I was knocked unconscious twice. I received a bunch of my roommates, and I received many death threats with swastikas on them, and that was an anomaly. That's in chapters 18, 19, and 20. The rest of my time there, it was good-natured ribbing. If somebody was African-American, or if they were redheaded, or if they were Hispanic, or whatever. It was not like the way what my own children went through. My youngest son is now a senior at the academy, was called a first classman, and he's the sixth member of my family to go there. You ask why I wrote the book, it's simple. There's an old saying that you can't change the world by whispering, so my book is pretty much a primal scream, and it's an attempt to tear the lid off of something that has been, I consider to be the greatest national security threat to our country, more than Kim Jong-il, and more than Al-Qaeda, and that's because, the most technologically lethal organization, Jay, ever created by humankind is our honorable and our noble U.S. military. And the wall separating church and state in the Marine Corps, Navy, Army, and Air Force is nothing but smoking debris right now. So because of this, I wrote the book. It's a very hard, it's a tough book to read. It's a shocking book. It's like, but the intent was to make people aware of what was happening, and, as Martin Luther King said, there comes a time when silence becomes betrayal. We can't be silent anymore, Jay.
When you talk about this book, when you talk about what you went through, when you talk about what other members of your family have been through, including your daughter-in-law, who I understand is a practicing non-evangelical Christian and has experienced illegal proselytizing there. Do you get mainstream Christians who say to you, you're attacking Christianity?
No, I really don't. I don't get mainstream Christians. A key datum or metric for your listeners this morning up there is that if they can remember two numbers, it really kind of explains everything. The first number is 702, because we have 702 U.S. military installations scattered around the world, and the second number is in 132, in 132 countries. Right now, on every one of those installations, we have an officer's Christian fellowship for the officers and a Christian military fellowship for the enlisted folks. They're very unabashed. They're out front about what their goal is every day in every way because they see the military as a missionary field. Their goal is tripartite. It means there's three goals. Number one, they want to see a spiritually transformed U.S. military. It's right on their website. Number two, with ambassadors for Christ in uniform. Number three, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And I'm not at war. This is not a Jewish-Christian issue. It's an evangelical Christian versus the Constitution issue, Jay. It's not a political spectrum left or right issue. I'm a registered Republican. It's a constitutional right and wrong issue. And the bottom line here is that, we do not, you know, there's a subset within Christianity that is known as evangelical Christianity. And within evangelical Christianity, there's a big technical name for the people that I'm fighting. There's about 25 to 40 million of them, and a lot of them are headquartered, have their headquarters in Colorado Springs, a little south of you, and which is often called the Protestant Vatican. They're called post-millennial Reconstructionist Dominionist Evangelical Christians. Simply said, they believe they have an illimitable power to proselytize their particular biblical worldview of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if anyone tells them that you can't do it, just like in freedom of speech, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, they claim that their constitutional rights are being violated.
Yeah, we hear this all the time, and a lot of it comes from down south, and it comes from guys like James Dobson, who I maintain that people like Dobson and Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell, they're in it for money and power. They're not necessarily in it for Jesus. Any feelings about that? You want to say anything about that one way or the other? I guess we lost him. But we have had more phone difficulties this week than I can shake a stick at. I guess the NSA or whatever is on our case or something. I guess they're after us. All right, it's 7:12, 12 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You want to take a break and then come back and continue this? Is this what you're telling me, Mr. Turk? Okay, let's do that. This show streams at am760.net, and of course you can download it and listen to any part of this show at your own convenience. Podcasting available too at am760.net. All right, 7:12, 12 minutes after 7, let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we have a couple of collisions, and they're both outside the city. One way up north, northbound 25 at Johnstown. It's a rolled vehicle that will really cause some backups, so be aware of it. Southbound McCaslin, approaching the Boulder Turnpike, had a lot of flashing lights there, but no delays on the turnpike itself. Eastbound routes just starting to jam now, both Highway 36 and 6th Avenue at Federal. Eastbound lanes of C-470 from Broadway to University. Remember, too, some slowing kicking in through the construction before Founders Parkway on I-25. Crews will be out there until 6. Weather today, partly cloudy. Warmer, breezy in the foothills, looking for a high of 56. Right now, 30 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Let Freeway Ford give you the edge this winter with a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.99. That's right. While supplies last, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.99. Peace of mind on a budget. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
AM760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM760, Progressive Talk. I've told you over and over again, I've talked about this, I've bragged about it, about how great our Sleep Number bed is from Select Comfort, how much Mary and I love it, and how we've had it for 8 years, and we've moved it all over the place, and it still works as great today as it did when we first got it. Let me tell you something else about the Select Comfort people. They're also great people who are involved in the community, and they care. Today is the big day, Thursday, October the 19th. Select Comfort is doing a bed donation blitz for Ronald McDonald Houses across the country. Today, Select Comfort is delivering nearly 400 Sleep Number beds to Ronald McDonald Houses in 15 cities across the United States and Canada. This donation blitz is part of Select Comfort's month-long campaign to support Ronald McDonald House charities. And you know we've been talking about this. With 4,000 beds and over 7,800 pillows donated to Ronald McDonald Houses across North America, Select Comfort is helping families sleep a little bit better during a very, very, very stressful time. And you can support Ronald McDonald House, too, by visiting any one of the more than 400 Select Comfort stores to learn about five ways that you can give to families in need. And here in the Denver area, we've got Select Comfort stores all over the place. There's one near you, and all you have to do is go to their website or go to a phone book and look it up. There are Select Comfort stores in all 9 major malls here in the area. So help out this worthy, worthy charity. Find out more about the Ronald McDonald House and find out more, too, about Select Comfort and the Sleep Number bed. Do it today.
Amendment 39 will hurt our children and their education. I'm Adele Bravo, Colorado's Teacher of the Year. Teachers, educational support professionals, and parents know that Amendment 39 is a bad idea. It's an accounting gimmick that will be locked into our Constitution. And it was brought to Colorado by wealthy, out-of-state interests who don't care about our kids or our schools. Amendment 39 does not increase funding for public education. It will jeopardize many of the essential services that create a positive learning environment for our students. Amendment 39 will force local school districts to cut back on school nurses, counselors, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and security guards. Vote no on 39 for our children and the quality of their education.
To learn more, visit VoteNo39.com. Paid for by Coloradans for Excellent Schools.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 17 minutes after 7. High today, 58, intermittent clouds, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, I think we have Michael Weinstein back again. And let's try him. Michael, have we got you back? Are we hooked back up to you? Are you there? Well, you know, I just can't win for losing. All right, we should just move on, basically, what we ought to do, because it's just one of those mornings. Good God. You know, we can't get a phone line. What the hell? All right, that's the end of that. Can that. Well, what else can we do? I can't get him on the phone. You know, somebody out there is laughing, and they have a right to laugh. Okay. Superior technical ability strikes again. Can we just go home? It's 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here. If you want to continue this conversation between the two of us, you can do that at 303-713-7600. If you want to turn the radio station off, I don't blame you for that either. And what are we trying it again? All right. Michael, are you there?
I am here. I think it must be the religious rights interfering.
I'm telling you, man. I've never had this kind of problem before.
Yep.
All right. I thought it was the NSA. Okay. Let's pick this back up again. Now, here's what I asked you before you disappeared, and I want to ask you again. To me, people like Pat Robertson, James Dobson, Jerry Falwell, Donald Wildman, any of these guys that you can name, to me, they're more about power and money than they are about religion. Do you have that feeling?
Oh, very much so. I mean, I think it's fair to say that the beautiful thing about America is that, you know, we've cornered the market, Jay, on being able to agree to disagree. And that's what, you know, we have a tendency to be able to solve our own problems. You know, one of the most American of all concepts is the fact that dissent prevents democracy from dying a quiet death behind closed doors. But the people you just mentioned, including people like Ted Haggard with the New Life Church, he's currently the president of the National Association of Evangelicals, any aspect of dissent from what they view as an ideology from their biblical worldview of the gospel of Jesus Christ means that, you know, that you are very, very clearly an evil person. They call me Satan, Satan's lawyer, the Antichrist, most recently the field general of the godless armies of Satan, simply because I'm trying to say that there is a time and a place to worship. You cannot push your religion if you're a shift manager at Starbucks on your employee. You can't do it if you work at Clear Channel on an employee. And it's a million times worse in the military, where we have the draconian specter of command influence. You know, in the military, if you have sex with someone other than your spouse, that's adultery. That's still punishable as a felony under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. If you don't go to the base dentist at 4 p.m. when your commander tells you to go, it's a felony. A lot of your constitutional rights are abridged there. And what they've tried to do is create the Department of Defense as a faith-based initiative.
You know, you bring up the thing about that adultery. I know there was a woman here last year, or maybe it was the year before last, that got bounced out of the Air Force, I believe, for that very thing. And I think you can make a case, I think you can make a good case, that what you do and what you do in your personal life, particularly off base and away from the military, and everybody gets that time, is none of the military's business, unless you're doing something to harm national security. And I don't think sleeping with somebody other than your husband or your wife is harming national security, do you?
Well, there's an old saying that they made us memorize at the academy from George Patton, a West Point grad, and that's that you are always on parade. That's the unique thing about being in the military. If you bump into your squadron commander or, you know, or a superior up and down the chain of command, you know, at Costco, they are still your superior. And there is, and if someone is even gently trying to push their vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ, get out of my face, sir or ma'am, when you're in the military, Jay, is not an option that you have. And, you know, look, ultimately, how bad is it? The hubris is amazing. On Tuesday, July 12th last year, the U.S. Air Force had the unbelievable, took the unbelievable stance on the front page of the newspaper it hates the most, and you and I both know that's the New York Times. They made the statement that it was the Air Force's official policy to reserve its right to evangelize anybody that they determine to be unchurched. Now, I ask you, if you're a remnant of the Taliban, if you're with Al-Qaeda, if you're with the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades or Hezbollah or Hamas or Islamic Jihad, if you're one of the followers of Osama bin Laden or any of these people, do you think that really helps our brave young men and women? When the Air Force takes because they're already saying the Islamic extremists already view us as invading American imperialists and crusaders. You think it helps when you say that the U.S. Air Force's policy is to evangelize anyone they determine to be unchurched?
Yeah, I read that in the front of the New York Times. What struck me is it strikes me that they're a lot like the Taliban, that they're a lot like Al-Qaeda, that they're a lot like Hamas. They're a lot like those folks. The only difference would be that they're not going to up and cut your head off if you don't accept Allah, but they're going to make your life hell on earth if you don't show up and have your butt in the pew.
That is an excellent observation. I'll tell you, it's more on point than you might actually be aware of. Wahhabist Islam believes right now that there is a dual war going on. There's one, a cosmic war going on, one up in heaven between the forces of Allah and the forces of darkness, and another one down here on earth. The Dominionist Christians believe that there's a cosmic war going on up in heaven between the forces of Jesus and the forces of darkness, as well as here on earth. They're perfectly matched against each other. Many, many, many of the military superiors in today's Department of Defense do not see what we're doing in Iraq and Afghanistan as being politically or geopolitically motivated. They see it as the biblical fulfillment of the Book of Revelation, which is a great five-part passion play. The problem is, incidentally, the Jews, my people, see, we disappear in the fourth part. No Jews go to heaven. We either burn eternally in the lake of fire or we are forcibly converted. But as I said before, it's not a Christian-Jewish thing. I get contacted by sailors, soldiers, Marines, airmen, and civilians attached to all four branches of the Marine Corps being part of the Navy, around the clock. And I'm going to tell you 96% of them are Christians who come to me. They are simply not used to being preyed upon, Jay, P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y, by evangelical Christians, telling them that they're not really Christians, they're not Christian enough, therefore they're going to burn eternally in the fires of hell, along with Dr. Seuss, Gandhi, Einstein, and, as they've told me to my face, little Anne Frank.
Yeah, and the Teletubbies and everybody else that you can think of. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. The book is With God on Our Side, One Man's War Against an Evangelical Coup in the American Military. It's published by St. Martin's Press. Michael Weinstein is on the line with us. Give us some examples of what happens. For instance, if you and I were in the academy, or if you and I were in the military, And somebody came up and started to proselytize, and we said, no, we're Jewish, and we don't, we respect your point of view, but we're not about to accept Jesus as our personal Savior. What would happen to us?
Well, you have to remember now, because of, I've been in this fight for 32 months, so in many respects, you know, it started at the Academy when Mel Gibson's movie came out in February of 2004. And I forget the name of it. I think it was the Jesus Chainsaw Murders or Freddy versus Jesus. When that movie came out, the cadets were forced to march into Mitchell Hall, which is the giant 2-acre building under one roof for their mandatory meals, stand at attention, look down at their plates, and there were flyers on every plate for consecutive meals, days on end, pushing them to go see this movie. Now, however you may, you know, you may love the movie, you may hate the movie, the bottom line is that you can, you know, you cannot have your religious faith, what we call engage the machinery of the state. You know, we have 200 years of federal case law on this point. I'm currently suing the U.S. Air Force in federal court, simply trying to get the courts to force the Air Force to treat religion to religion neutrally, and even the concept, Jay, of religion to no religion neutrally. But at the Academy, before I stopped doing this, the Air Force's chaplain of the year, who happened to be at the Academy, got up in front of half of the incoming class in the summer of 2004, gave a fire and brimstone lecture, and then ordered them to leave his service, seek out their classmates who would not attend his service, didn't voluntarily come, demand to know their religious faiths. If they weren't born-again Christians, they were told to be to evangelize these heretics on the spot, and if they refused to be evangelized, they were to be told they would burn eternally in the fires of hell. There was a poster put up at the Academy. This is typical for a brown bag lunch attended by hundreds of senior officers, and it said, today's luncheon, do not take this flyer down. This is an officially sponsored U.S. Air Force Academy activity. In conjunction with the Christian Leadership Ministries, today's luncheon topic, why we evangelicals cannot let you have your God while we have ours.
When Dobson
opened up Focus on the Family in 1993, put on your J seatbelt, the Air Force Academy decided to be a great show of companionship to authorize its famous Wings of Blue parachute team to parachute down out of the azure blue, crystal blue Colorado Springs skies, carrying the keys of heaven. They landed on Dobson's front lawn, gathered up their parachutes, and marched in formation and presented the keys of heaven to Dr. Dobson. You know, hello, Thomas Jefferson. Hello, James Madison.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. And I'm like you in that I think that these folks are the number one internal enemy to our way of life and to a document that we should hold dear, and that's the Constitution of the United States. And they seem to be prevalent everywhere. I mean, they seem to be into everything, not only the military, but they seem to be in state legislatures, they seem to be in the federal government, they seem to be all over the place. And this alliance between the GOP and the evangelicals, which is now, of course, undergoing some strain with this book out by David Kuo about tempting faith, and we'll have him on tomorrow, but they just seem to be everywhere, and mainstream Christians and people who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights got to stand up we have to take these people on.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, George Orwell once stated that when you're facing universal deceit, actually speaking the truth itself is a revolutionary act. My book is an attempt to speak the truth. Now, I'll be in Denver tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the big bookstore, The Tattered Cover. I'll be giving a speech and doing book signings there, and I would ask Americans, you know, the book is a quick read. It's just 209 pages with some amazing appendices about some of the things you won't believe that have been put out by the military. And the idea at this point is to be aware of our problem. I formed a nonprofit foundation called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, and the website is simply militaryreligiousfreedom.org. But we need people to get off their butts and actually fight now. You can't sit back anymore and do nothing. Because I know it's October 19th. 2006, but it feels like October 19th, 1936.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. One last quick question, because I know you've got an appointment, you've got a place you're going to be. How can you be allied with the Republican Party when these people are in bed with them?
Well, let me put it this way. Of course, I'm not going to be voting for a single Republican on November 7th. The party left me. I didn't leave the party. And this was, you know, I would view myself as a Jacob Javits-type Republican, and I always felt that the idea of keeping the government out of our personal lives was a very important one. But that, you know, literally, it's double, you know, a rainy day is sunny day, up is down, black is white. And I've said that under Republicans, man exploits man, but it seems that sometimes under Democrats it's just the opposite. So I'm in federal court suing these people because that's the last place I know where to go. But I will not be voting, obviously, for a single Republican on November 7th.
All right, Michael Weinstein, thank you so much for being on the program again, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future, and I recommend everybody pick up this book, With God on Our Side, One Man's War Against Evangelical Coup in American in the American Military. Thank you so, so much for being on the program, and it was worth going through the telephonic difficulties here to have you on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, see you in Denver tomorrow night.
Be well.
All right. There's Michael Weinstein, and it was worth going through that, wasn't it? It was worth going through that. So pick this book up, With God on Our Side, One Man's War Against an Evangelical Coup in America's Military. It's published by St. Martin's Press. See, to me, this is the most vital thing happening right now. It really is. It really is. I know, I get all these emails. Well, hey, dude, what about this and what about that? And we can go into all of them. It's okay with me. But to me, this is the biggest thing threatening us. You want to talk about this some more? Phone line's open, 303-713-7600. It's 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk, and let's check traffic with Gina.
All right, Jay, well, we're still in pretty good shape in town. It's an average right now, I-25 south of I-70 getting into downtown. No issues for the tech center, still a little heavy out of Thornton, North Glen. I-70 is busy but clear across the city. Now, out of town, you need to watch out for that snag southbound McCaslin approaching the turnpike. The biggest problem, really, northbound 25 near the Johnstown exit. We've had a serious rollover crash. It's causing some major stop and go in that area.
Our target is called Iwo Jima.
Movie critics across America are hailing director Clint Eastwood's Flags of Our Fathers.
This is Japanese soil, sacred ground.
The New York Times waves. It's a big, sweeping spectacle.
We take that mountain. We take their big guns. We take their eyes.
A rare feat of movie making.
I told my men I'd see them through this. It means I already lied to half of them, can't lie to the rest.
Come on!
It's beautiful, an emotionally resonant epic.
Knowing he was with you that day, I don't know why it makes me feel better, but it does.
It's so silly.
No, it's not.
A stunning achievement.
Here are the heroes of Iwo Jima.
And Richard Roper calls it an American masterpiece.
People on the street corners, they looked at this picture, and they took hope. And it said, we are winning this war.
Flags of Our Fathers. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent or guardian. Starts Friday, October 20th.
You'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
High Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High Tech Import in Lakewood.
Deep inside this ordinary looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a tough job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Put your business on the radio. Buy our unsold commercials and save. Visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from several radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit CustomersAreListening.com now. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:33, 33 minutes past the hour. High today, 58. Intermittent clouds. We thank Michael Weinstein for being on and talking about proselytizing in the military and at the Air Force Academy. And I've been talking about this subject of the evangelical Christian right since about 6 o'clock this morning. And as I said before, to me, it's like they are the biggest threat. And not because they don't have a right to believe as they want to believe. There's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with being religious. And this whole idea that if you're a progressive or you're liberal or if you're a moderate or you're sitting in the middle and you just don't agree with them, this whole idea that you are secular and that you hate the country and on and on and on, it's ridiculous because it's lack of respect. Now, this country is wide, it's great, it's diverse. And if we're going to get along and we're going to coexist, then we have to have respect. And one of the things we have to do, I really believe this, one of the things we have to start to do, not only when it comes to religion, but also when it comes to politics, is we have to get together here and return civility to the discourse. We do. We have to, and I've been one of the biggest violators of this in the past, and I get emails from people, oh boy, I liked you better when you used to call people brainstems and hang up on them. But ratcheting it up to such severe level, that's not going to solve anything. And these guys like Dobson and Ted Haggard and Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell and Donald Wildman, and the list just goes on and on. That's what they're doing. They're using this extreme rhetoric, and it's a war. It's a war of them against non-believers. And I think you got to step back and ask yourself, is that the kind of country you want to live in? I don't want to live in that kind of country. I want to live in a country where if you want to go to a church, if you want to go to a mosque, you want to go to a synagogue, or you don't even want to go, then have at it. Have at it, but stay out of the government. Let's go to Robert in Westminster. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, I appreciate it. Turn your radio down and go ahead.
Oh, you can hear that? Hold on.
I sure can. Okay, now I can't.
Sorry, Jay. Well, I wanted to say Christianity left me. I didn't leave Christianity, or the church, I should say, left me, not me leaving the church. Christianity, biblically, is not a club that you go around and beat people over the head with. It's an invitation. And according to the Bible, we war not against flesh and blood, meaning people. We don't have a Christian war against people. We war against principalities, against powers. It's a spiritual thing. And it's not supposed to be an assault weapon that you take and use against other people. I was raised in a church.
Let me ask you, though, something. Why use the term war at all? Why not the idea of, okay, here's the thing. I found this wonderful thing, and it's called Jesus. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to sit down and I'd like to talk to you about Christ. And if a person says to you, well, thanks, but I'm Jewish, I'm Muslim, I'm an atheist, I'm an agnostic, I'm a Buddhist, I'm Hindu, or whatever the case may be, then that's it. We don't go any farther.
That is it, Jay. God gave us all free will. That's a, if you're biblically oriented, then you shouldn't have a problem with that because God gave free will. If you believe in creation, if you believe what the Bible says, then you shouldn't have a problem with somebody expressing free will. It's an invitation. It's not an assault weapon.
Yeah, but it's become one.
I know it, but see what's happened now. When I was raised in a church, and as I got older, I came to a climax in my life where I really needed to know the truth. So I turned back to the people that I believed had taught me the truth from this religious group and found it to be a dry well. There was no help for me from that religion at the time I needed it most. So I went around and checked other religions, thinking, well, maybe they just don't have the right perspective. there was no help. And I couldn't accept that. So I started checking for myself. I read the Bible for myself, and I found in there multiple contradictions to what I was taught in the church where I was raised. And I haven't found one since that agrees with the Bible exclusively. There's always some sort of private interpretation involved in it somewhere, and that's why there's so many different religions. If there is a God, if he spoke the truth, then there shouldn't be so much diversity within the Christian religions.
Well, I think I think that's natural, because anytime you have anything that's written, people are going to interpret it just like people interpret and have different views on the Constitution. Robert, thank you, man. Appreciate your call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Aaron in Thornton. Aaron, hi. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, this is Aaron. I don't know if you remember me, but I won Bronco tickets off you once.
Oh, yeah, I do remember you.
Yeah, well, I was raised a Christian, and I've seen what Christianity can do in government. And my brother's an atheist, and we agree on a lot of things that should be kept out of government and be forced upon people's lives. And I totally agree with you. I mean, there's a difference between having morality in your life and then forcing morality to become a law, which no human being could ever live up to. You can't force your belief on somebody else if you yourself can't even hold your own morality in your own life. And it shouldn't become law. And you shouldn't force it upon other people's lives. And the Bible doesn't tell you to do that. And I've seen what the Republicans and these fanaticals on the right and these Christian fanaticals have done, and they're wrong. And it disgusts me. And I'm out to stop it. In fact, we're protesting the nativity set at the Civic Center this coming Christmas. We're going to be protesting it because that doesn't belong, and our tax money and the city money should never be spent on any kind of religious symbol, period. Doesn't matter what it is, because it's wrong. And we live in a society where religion shouldn't be forced upon people, and the government has no business in religion, has no business promoting it, has no business having it on the stairs of the city hall or any place in government. It's wrong, and our forefathers didn't want it that way. And all you have to do is go back 200 years ago and read what Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence and the letter that he wrote in the separation of church and state. And understand there's a reason why they didn't want that being done. And any Christian who prays to God or reads his Bible at least once a week would know that. But the problem is you have people like Dobson and Farwell and these idiots that get on TV and have an agenda against Jews, blacks, and gays, then they believe everything they say. Because people don't have time to read their Bible. They're too busy living their life hectic, and they trust their people in leadership, and they shouldn't. And they're wrong. They're just wrong.
It's hard to get through to them, too.
Well, I do my best. You know, we have Bible studies, and I talk to them all the time. And everybody I've ever talked to agrees with what I say. And they know that I'm right. And like I said, I go to atheist groups. I go to places. I mean, I have a wide variety of people that I communicate with, and we all agree. At least politically, and at least within government. And I don't force my belief upon anybody. And like that guy says, I may give an invitation about my faith and tell them how Jesus has helped me in my own personal life, but it stops right there. It stops right there. And I'm pro-choice. I agree a woman's right to choose and right to privacy. Because you know what? Until I can live up to God's morality and standards in that Bible, I would never force it to become a law in this country. The day I can keep every Ten Commandment every single day of my life, until that day comes, I'll never force it to ever be a law in this government. That's
all right.
Ridiculous.
All right, Aaron. Thank you, man. Great call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Talk to you. One line open at 303-713-7600. You try, though. You try very hard, though. At least I have tried in the past very, very hard to have discussions with people who are extreme, what I would call extreme right-wing Christians, or very, very authoritarian, or whatever term you want to apply to them. And a lot of times, you just, no matter how hard you try, you just can't break down the wall. And the only thing I'm asking out of them is just respect where I'm coming from. And I don't want the United States of America to be a theocracy. But you, no matter how hard you try, a lot of times you just can't get through to them. 744, 24 minutes past the hour. We'll take more of your calls on this coming up at 303-713-7600. This show available on podcast at am760.net. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Well, thanks, Jay. We've got some pretty heavy crowding now in Aurora along 225 northbound at Iliff, and southbound delays kicking in Parker all the way to I-25. Eastbound I-70 looks pretty good. We have the usual buildup between Federal and Brighton. No collisions. Southbound I-25 still jammed 104th to 84th, and again for your ride into downtown. No special issues right now for the tech center. Out of town, we do have final activity southbound McCaslin at the Turnpike. Northbound 25 continues to be tied up near the Johnstown exit. We've had a serious rollover crash there. It's caused and some major stop-and-go. Activity is also tying up some of those southbound lanes with rolling backups forming now to Highway 34. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, warmer, breezy in the foothills, 56 degrees, currently 30. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
We've received some fantastic entries for the AM760 Progressive Radio Star Contest.
Good morning, Denver.
Good day, fellow Americans.
Good day and welcome.
Just give me a call here.
But these aren't necessarily them.
I'm Blaine, and it's time to complain.
And thank you for tuning in to AM760.
The top finalists will compete Sunday. Who will be the next Progressive Radio Star? Stay tuned to AM760 Progressive Talk.
Agape Rain Gutter Systems wants to remind everyone that when you take to the road this fall, remember to take along those three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This special reminder is courtesy of Agape Rain Gutter Systems in Highlands Ranch. They're the professionals serving the area with top quality work, integrity, and dependability. For service or an estimate, call Agape Rain Gutter Systems at 303-470-3340.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6/106.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
Top three reasons I'm taking my laundry room to the next level. Number three, my washing machine keeps trying to make a break for it. Number two, no more white appliances. This time I'm going wild cherry red. And number one, I get what I want now and don't pay until later.
Now's the time to update and renovate. Through October 22nd, get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your consumer credit card at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 749, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 58. Intermittent clouds. We're talking about religion and the state. And all calls are welcome on this. Let's go to Jim in Henderson. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, I would like to say, first of all, thanks for being there. You're our only voice in the Rocky Mountains, as far as I know.
Well, I appreciate that.
And Jay, when they talk about sanctity of marriage and traditional family values and all that, do you notice how they always conveniently leave out the real life issues of divorce and foster kids and battered women's shelters and so many of these other things that come from the institution of a man in union with a woman? And gays have to pay the cost of so much of that stuff in their tax dollars. The military excludes us, but yet we still have to pay the tax, our taxes to support the military. The Bible mentions divorce and adultery as being sin almost 10 times as much in the, as it does homosexuality. And yet they never mention that. That wouldn't bring in the dollars that their fight against gays brings in. It's a lot easier for them to convince the 90% than it is the 10%.
Well, you're right. I mean, we have these ballot initiatives that are there concerning gay rights. And now that I think about it, maybe what we should have done is maybe those of us who oppose people like James Dobson and oppose people like Focus on the Family and oppose people like the authoritarian Christian right, maybe what we should have done is maybe we should have gone out and gotten signatures on a ballot initiative that would have made divorce illegal and punishable, a punishable offense in the state of Colorado. And the reason we could use is because we're trying to preserve the institution of marriage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, I don't know that it's going to change for gays in this country until we get back to where blacks were in the 60s, when we're willing to demonstrate and block traffic and for gays and the people that support them. I just don't know that it's going to change. I think we're always going to be the whipping boy for every election. Every few years we go through this stuff.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think as time goes on, that has less and less impact. And the way to defeat that is to make sure that you get out and vote, make sure that your friends get out and vote, make sure that everybody, gay, straight, no sexual orientation, gets out and goes to the ballot box and gets out there and makes their voice heard. That's the way to turn this around. And as time goes on,
absolutely,
it will continue to lose impact. Jim, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
Take care.
Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Ed. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good deal. Hey, one of my biggest deals in this world is everybody deserves freedom of some type. We're supposed to be a country of freedom, but yet our government jumps in there and says you can't do this and you can't do that. Now, I understand that violence is uncalled for and has no room in my life. So I run my house nonviolently. I abide all the laws. I don't go out and tell people how to live their life. And I was raised in Catholicism. Now, I believe in some of the things that they deal with, but I don't believe in everything. All I know is I don't push my stuff on anybody else, and that is called a respect. I have a respect for others and for others' beliefs. If they want to believe in a rock, let them believe in a rock. That's their deal. It has nothing to do with me. All I know is I'm trying to raise my family with good family values that I was raised with. Do not do harm to others. Treat others as you want to be treated. If it's not yours, don't touch it. Just basic laws that are just, the golden rules. Now,
well, the only place I disagree with you is I think Iraq does have something to do with you because it's your tax dollars and it's your country. But I think what, but I think the difference would be that it's okay for those who support the war, and it's okay for those of us who do not support it. And when I say we do not support it, I'm not talking about the troops. We do not support foreign policy, that the current foreign policy, that we get together and that we have a debate and a discussion about the course this country is going to take. But the problem is the rhetoric now is so inflammatory, and I'm sorry to say this, it's really inflammatory on the part of the GOP and the right. And if you look at what Dennis Hastert said yesterday about those of us who do not agree with the position that this country's in, those of us who consider ourselves to be Democrats, that we want to coddle the terrorists, that stuff is so extreme and so out of the ballpark. Just like James Dobson making the comment that all those liberals, they just hate American society and they can't stand the country, and that's out of the ballpark and wrong.
That's way out of the ballpark.
And the thing is, the thing is, it's like, okay, if you want to believe in Jesus and if you want to be religious, there's nothing wrong with that, but can we, for the sake of cohesion and harmony and the lifeblood of the country, can we do this? Can we agree to disagree, and can we have healthy debate on things instead of engaging in demonization?
That is true. That is true. One of my biggest problems in government is that they believe that we're going to have separation of church and state, but yet they're integrating church and state, and they don't have any room in politics to be one-sided or the other. The politicians are supposed to be for the people, not to the people. We're supposed to be making laws that are going to help everybody, not just one side or the other. It's supposed to help everybody. Now, I do see that, they're bringing up this stuff about, gay marriage this, gay marriage that, but it has no room in politics. Politicians are supposed to be helping the people, not taking sides for the people. We're supposed to be all one, no matter what religion, creed, race, sex, no matter what it is, we're supposed to be helping everybody as a whole, not just one side or the other. And, I keep seeing this one-sided thing going on, and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah, it does me too. Well, I agree with you. It doesn't mean, because you're not gay, because you think that being gay is wrong, which I personally don't think so, but let's just say if you did, that's okay, but you can't use, in my opinion, the government apparatus as being a way to persecute those people who you don't agree with and make them adhere to your way of thinking and to your life, and they exaggerate all this, and they make all these bizarre comparisons and threats. And it's just,
ridiculous.
I don't think Jesus would like it. Ed, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, you take care.
All right. I don't know. Have we gotten anything out of this last 2 hours? I don't know if we have anything out of this last 2 hours or not. But it'll be interesting to see if I get an email now about bashing Christianity, because that's not what I'm doing. That's really not what I'm doing. I just want to return to civility and dialogue and respect for each other's beliefs. And maybe I'm just naive in wanting that. And I want a healthy debate. All right, coming up, I'm gonna bring this up about the dirty bomb threat. I think it's ridiculous, but we'll talk a little bit about it, and that's right.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really, don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. It's out in the open. A 72-year-old Catholic priest living in Italy now tells a Florida newspaper he had an inappropriate relationship with Mark Foley when the congressman was a boy. Anthony Mersica tells the paper it included skinny dipping and massages, but he doesn't remember it going beyond that. Foley mentioned sexual abuse when he resigned, but his lawyer says he's not using that as an excuse for sending inappropriate messages to teenage House pages. In Washington, two more witnesses are telling the Page investigation what they know.
I'm Bob Fuss in Washington. The two witnesses today get the committee closer to the key charge it's investigating, whether Republican leaders covered up allegations of misconduct by Foley with the teenage pages going back years. Jeff Crandall's the former clerk of the House. He reportedly knew about complaints for some time, and last year met with Foley to warn him about his relationship with the pages. Also appearing today, House Republican leader John Boehner, who said he learned of a Foley email months ago and spoke to House Speaker Dennis Hastert about it, something Hastert says he doesn't remember.
Does Iraq in 2006 remind President Bush of Vietnam in 1968 when the tide turned against the United States? The president told George Stephanopoulos of ABC News there are similarities.
There's certainly a stepped-up level of violence, and we're heading into an election.
A top American general in Iraq isn't pulling his punches.
The violence is indeed disheartening.
Major General William Caldwell announcing 73 U.S. troops have been killed this month in Iraq, and he said the U.S.-Iraqi security suites in Baghdad have not met the military's overall expectations. He said there will be some rethinking of the plan.
We are working very closely with the government of Iraq to determine how to best to refocus our efforts.
Caldwell says in the capital there has been a 20% increase in attacks since the beginning of Ramadan. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
In Seoul, Secretary of State Rice held the door open to negotiations, but warned North Korea not to threaten South Korea.
The United States takes its obligations under our defense arrangements very seriously and will act on those obligations.
China has reportedly delivered a message warning North Korea not to stage another nuclear test. This is just in, late word from the FBI. Agents are questioning a Milwaukee resident in connection with an internet posting of a terrorist threat against NFL stadiums. This was supposed to be Michael Johnson's last day on Earth. It turned out that way, but not in the way Texas prison officials had planned. They say the convicted killer awaiting execution used a piece of metal to slit his jugular vein. Well, this is a sound you may not hear as much from now on. The Postal Service says people don't use mailboxes as much as they used to, so it's taking some of them out of service. It's also phasing out vending machines that sell stamps. Just in time for the holiday shopping season, a price war on toys. Walmart fired the opening salvo, cutting prices as much as 25%. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up 3 points, NASDAQ's down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Hi, I'm Katie Couric from the CBS Evening News. Did you know you can watch the entire evening news broadcast online? That's right, if you're not near a television at the time the evening news is on, but you are at a computer, just go to cbsnews.com. We also make the broadcast available to you wherever and whenever you want to watch. Click where it says the CBS Evening News On Demand. Watch it now. The CBS Evening News On Demand. See it now, anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. A dirty bomb threat, although not believed credible, prompts Homeland Security to notify the NFL. Coach Shanahan isn't worried right now.
Things like this occur all the time. You know, that's part of the NFL. But right now, at least according to the sources, it's according to the league, it's not credible. So we'll take it as that.
A message on a website said the bombs would be detonated at seven NFL stadiums this weekend, including Cleveland, where the Broncos play Sunday. Other stadiums on the list, Oakland, Seattle, Atlanta, New York, Miami, and Houston. With this cold weather, it is time, or maybe too late, to take care of your sprinkler system. Well, maybe not. Home expert Ken Moon.
I'm a little contrarian in this. I don't believe in blowing out sprinklers. Modern sprinkler systems have that polyethylene black pipe under the grass, and usually that'll survive in the winter without being blown out.
Moon says you need to drain the spigot on the side of your house, though, and wrap it in insulation. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we've had our first problem for I-70. You want to watch out for it. It's a two-car crash approaching Havana. It's in the left lane. We definitely see in those rolling backups now to 225. Also, for your ride out of the tech center, northbound 25 affected now between Hamden and Yale. That will definitely slow you down a bit. Rollover crash northbound 25 up north near the Johnstown exit. We still have traffic really tied up in that area. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies, warmer, breezy in the foothills, 56, currently 30 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
To get strength and security mile after mile, ask about Michelin light truck or SUV tires at Discount Tire. Purchase your next set of Michelin tires today at Discount Tire and know you're getting strength and security mile after mile.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 58. Intermittent clouds. AM 760 Progressive Talk. The show available in podcast. AM760.net. And you can also instant message me at AM760.net. And I guess we're going to continue that discussion about religion. That was a hot 2 hours, and I appreciate everybody who participated. Now, I was going to talk about these dirty bombs to explode at stadiums, website says, but now you're the CBS News, and I knew this. Man, didn't you know this? That now, according to CBS News, at the top of the hour, they're questioning some guy in Wisconsin about getting on the Internet and posting this stuff. Now, didn't you know this was going to happen? Didn't you know that there would be somebody local? And what I mean by local is I mean in the United States. Yet it made news everywhere yesterday, didn't it? And it's in both papers this morning. And we really do live in a country where we really are ruled by fear. Now, am I suggesting that we shouldn't be cautious? Am I suggesting that we shouldn't check things out? No, I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm suggesting we should check things out, but we shouldn't go overboard about stuff. Because if you really think about it, if you were a member of an extremist cell operating in the United States, would you A, tell the entire world of your plans in the media, or B, would you carry it out and then take responsibility for it? You'd carry it out and then take responsibility. Because if you post, and this never ceases to amaze me about some people, if you post it on a website, if you send it in email, authorities can track you down. They can find you. That's why I laugh at people who sometimes will send me abusive email, and then they just keep doing it. and you ignore it. And they do it again, and you ignore it, and they do it again, and you ignore it, and they do it again. And they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it, and they're just spamming your mailbox, and eventually you send them an email and you say, look, I get that you don't like me. I'm not going to make everybody happy. But don't listen. But stop spamming my mailbox. And if you don't stop, then I'll find out your ISP and track you down, and we'll lodge a complaint to your ISP. And I think AOL has got that thing. Doesn't AOL have that terms of service violation, a TOS? So when I saw this story about the stadiums, I thought, now, it's got to smell. It's got to be phony. I sent to John Turk an email yesterday. John produces the show, and we keep in contact all day long over developing news items. And sometimes, because we do mornings, sometimes we book guests on the late in the afternoon. And I sent him an email yesterday, and I said, have you seen this story? You've got to know that this story is BS, but I'll bet you the media will be all over it. And it turned out that the media was all over this story. And we laughed. Both of us laughed this morning because I said to him, well, I guess we better do this. And he laughed, and I laughed, and I said, we both said, well, it's not going to amount to anything, but I guess in some way, shape, or form, we're going to have to do this. Because we can't leave it out. Because the Broncos are playing, and the Broncos are playing in one of the stadiums that's been threatened. But I guarantee you that it's not going to amount to anything. And once again, it did not amount to anything. And now the federal government thinks they got this guy, possibly, allegedly, in Wisconsin who did this. And then you got to ask yourself, why would anybody in this country do something like this? The fact that any jerk with a computer, or disturbed person, maybe I shouldn't even use the term jerk, but any disturbed person with a computer can set the whole country on edge. And can make everybody nervous. I mean, that's how nervous we really are. And we are nervous. Now, is this nervousness natural? Or does this nervousness spring from the idea that we're not really as safe as the leadership of the country would have us believe we are? In other words, how many of you think in the back of your minds that we're, one, overdue for an attack, and two, we're just not that safe? And, of course, the leadership would say, well, there's been nothing in 5 years. Now, how many of you buy that idea that because there's been nothing in 5 years that we're perfectly safe and everybody can relax, but yet you get something like this story, and the media gets all over it, and I wonder how many people got tense over this. Now, Bronco Mile High Stadium was... what do they call it now? Invesco Field? Oh, it's Invesco Field at Mile High, but I still call it Mile High Stadium, okay? but if it had been Mile High Stadium, if it had been Invesco, if it had been Mile High, would you have been nervous? Would you have been nervous if it had been Mile High? And this gets into the whole idea of playing the fear card. That the slightest thing happens, and we get scared. And out comes the fear card.
If I can interject on this one, Jay, you know, because I cover a little bit of sports here for our sports department. So I go to Bronco games, I go to the Pepsi Center a lot to see the Avalanche and the Denver Nuggets. And, you know, I don't know if the fear tactic has worked on me necessarily, but I do get a little anxious when I'm in a large crowd, when I do go down to the Broncos games and the sporting events. I mean, I do think of it in the back of my head, like, you know, what is my plan if something goes down? How am I getting out of here? I always think about it, and I don't know if it's because the fear tactic has worked or it's just me being paranoid. I have no idea.
Could it be that you don't really totally believe that the government has got the country that secure?
It could be. That's maybe what it is. I mean, obviously, you know, those terrorists were able to get through on 9/11 and do some damage. So, you know, who knows if the same similar kind of attack could happen again. But you always think that if they're going to go after somebody again, where would be the best place to attack? It's probably like an NFL stadium where you have 70,000 people hanging out. I mean, that is the largest crowd you'll find in any sporting event. 70,000 people.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be in a situation where we're safer now than we were 5 years ago. So if you buy that idea, then you would go to a Broncos game or an Avalanche game, and you'd be totally and completely relaxed. If you don't buy that idea, then you're never sure of what's going to come down. And there's also the idea that fear gets people to do things that they don't necessarily want to do, or that they'll get into they'll make decisions and get into situations that they might later regret based on fear. And I wonder how scared we are as an area. I wonder how scared we are as a state. I wonder how scared we are as a country. How scared are we? How scared are you? I mean, when you heard about the dirty bomb story for the stadiums, did you say, uh-oh, here we go? Or did you think, I really don't believe this is credible. I mean, how scared of you are you on an everyday basis? How often do you think about a terrorist attack? How often do you think that something bad is going to happen? Do you hear politicians say it, and then you think to yourself, no, they're BSing me? I wonder how you feel about this. I wonder where you stand. I wonder what your thoughts are. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Ask yourself. Stop for a second and think about this. How scared are you? How paranoid are you? Now, if you want to call me and tell me you're very scared, there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe you've got justifiable reason to be scared. Maybe you're one of these people who will call me and tell me, well, listen, Jay, I never think about it. I'm going to tell you where I stand. You know what? Here's the deal with me. I'm not scared. I never think about it. What I think about is, can we do a better job of protecting the country? But am I going to worry each individual day about what's going to happen? No. Because I have enough faith in everyday ordinary Americans and Coloradoans that whatever it is, whatever happens, we'll overcome it, that we can overcome it. All right. I'll take your calls on this. The fear factor. 303-713-7600, J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, adding to your delays now on southbound 25 out of Thornton Northland was a two-car wreck we had between 104th and 84th. It's off on the shoulder. A pretty effortless send to downtown on northbound 25, with the exception of a minor problem we have coming out of the tech center between Hamden and Yale. Southbound 25 full up now, 38 to Spear getting into downtown. Crew still clearing that wreck further north near the Johnstown exit. It was pretty serious, so it looks like it could tie things up for a bit. Weather today, partly cloudy, warmer, breezy in the foothills, high of 56. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, 33, currently 30 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is now open. Celebrate their 60th anniversary and one of the longest ski seasons in North America with season passes starting at only $229. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare,
Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
Amendment 39 will hurt our children and their education. I'm Adele Bravo, Colorado's Teacher of the Year. Teachers, educational support professionals, and parents know that Amendment 39 is a bad idea. It's an accounting gimmick that will be locked into our Constitution. And it was brought to Colorado by wealthy, out-of-state interests who don't care about our kids or our schools. Amendment 39 does not increase funding for public education. It will jeopardize many of the essential services that create a positive learning environment for our students. Amendment 39 will force local school districts to cut back on school nurses, counselors, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and security guards. Vote no on 39 for our children and the quality of their education.
To learn more, visit VoteNo39.com, paid for by Coloradans for Excellent Schools.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a Progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
One minute after 8, good morning. High today, 58. Intermittent clouds. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. 30 bomb to explode at stadium's website says now, according to CBS Top of the Hour News, they have possibly traced this posting down to a guy who they are questioning in Wisconsin. But my question is about fear and about the fact that we seem to be ruled by it. Or maybe we don't. Man, how fearful are you? So I go to the phones. We go to Ed in Littleton. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good to talk to you again.
Nice to have you on, Ed.
I'm scared to death, but I'm not scared of terrorists. I'm afraid of this administration. The biggest threat to our democracy is sitting in that White House right now. I think, you know, they know we're not going to pay attention to those security colors again, you know, yellow, orange, and red. And I think they just let this slip through. Maybe they get dozens of these things, and they run underground, and they find out they're false. But here we are close to an election, and the Republicans are down in the polls. So Karl Rove says, well, let's jerk their chain, and let's let this slip through. And then we'll run it down, but at least, you know, we'll remind them that, you know, we're in a war on terror and that we are their best hope of staying secure. So I think this is just, another gimmick. They can't use those codes anymore because they know we don't believe in them.
Well, is it that complicated, or is it a case where some guy sits in Milwaukee or someplace and posts this, and then somebody leaks it, and then the media gets on it, and then everybody gets whipped up, and then later the feds find out that they run it down, and they find out, well, wait a minute, it's not true.
Yeah, well, why did it get leaked?
I've talked about this before.
Uh-huh.
We all know people in our lives. I mean, you know somebody in your life that you give them a secret, it's like giving something to somebody who's a human sieve. I mean, they'll leak it to anybody. And people uh-huh. talk to people. right?
Right.
So things get out.
But I think it's a gimmick. I think it's them, you know, trying to scare people just before the election and save whatever congressional seats they can. It just smells. You know, it's just, you know, it just sounds like Karl Rove to me.
See, I'm not underestimating anybody, but to me it fits a pattern of something that has gone on in this country for a long, long time. And
mm-hmm.
you know what that is? There are an awful lot of people out there who are disturbed, who want attention, who have bizarre and dubious motives, and the internet is the perfect place for them. It's the perfect place for them to do their thing, man.
I don't doubt it. I mean, but I bet they get, you know, hundreds, thousands of those things.
Well, I don't know. Do they? I mean, do they get hundreds of thousands of those kind of postings? They might get emails, but and they, you're right. They may run those things down, but there's a story. After all, there's a story out there of the little, I don't know, was she 13 or 14-year-old girl who posted some supposedly threatening statement on MySpace.com about George W. Bush and that the feds went after her for it. But I don't know. Is this going on all the time, or is this – because you'd have to be a really disturbed individual to put something like that up because you know – because you got to know law enforcement would be all over your rear.
Well, if it's maybe it's an operative who knows that the fix is in and they'll slap his wrist and then he'll, you know, get a big deposit to his bank account from, you know, the Republican Party.
I don't know. I'm as cynical as anybody, but I have a tendency to believe that it's some whack job.
I wouldn't doubt that Karl Rove called a reporter and said, check this website out, though. I mean, even if it is a whack job.
Well, maybe, you know, that part might be true, but,
yeah.
But I just think it's some whack job, and the media got a hold of it. And you know what I base that on? Let me tell you what I base that on partly. I base that on partly, you would be surprised of the things people will send you over the Internet, because they run on this assumption that if they don't see you face-to-face...
They're anonymous. Yeah.
Right, and you know what? And they're not.
I know it's all trackable. You know, it's all able to be called back up and seen. So
that's exactly right. Thanks, Ed.
You take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Man. Yeah, here's from CBS News. Go ahead and get ready for some football this weekend. Federal officials say waving off an internet threat that a dirty bomb or bombs would explode at several NFL stadiums. While security officials shared the information with the National Football League and state and local law enforcement, some called it nonsense, reports CBS correspondent Bob Orr. The Department of Homeland Security said there is no credible evidence or intelligence to suggest that such attacks are imminent. The department spokesman said they put word of the threat out of an abundance of caution rather than evidence of an imminent attack. The online posting dated October the 12th. Was part of an ongoing conversation titled New Attack on America, Be Afraid. It appeared on the website The Friend Society that links various online forums and off-color cartoons. The site's internet provider declined to comment. The message said trucks would deliver radiological bombs to stadiums in New York, Miami, Atlanta, Seattle, Houston, Oakland, and Cleveland, and that Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden would claim responsibility. Homeland Security spokesperson Russ Knox said that the threat was viewed with strong skepticism. Officials were made aware of the web posting on Monday. The threat was timed to be carried out this Sunday, making it to the final day of in Mecca of Ramadan, the Islamic holy month. But now they think they've traced this to some guy in Wisconsin. So... who knows? Here's Jamie in Denver. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
I think Ed is exactly right that the administration is what we need to fear, but I also think you need to keep in mind the statistics about things. You're more likely to die in your bathtub than you are to die in a terrorist attack. And 200,000 people die every year on the highway. Do we stop driving for that reason? More people die of bee stings than plane crashes, but yet we're really worried about plane crashes. You know, things like that. I think you have to really keep in mind what the statistics are and realize that fear just disconnects your ability to do anything at all. If you're fearful, you just have to hide out in your house. You can't make a difference in the world. And so you have to put that away, and you have to be careful, certainly. You have to know where exits are in case there's a fire, and you have to know where your children are. But you don't have to worry about them being abducted or getting killed by a dirty bomb or whatever. I think that it's just we need to focus on the things that we can actually make a difference on.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. I've often thought about that. I mean, you get behind the wheel of your car, and, gee, you know, am I going to get hit? And
right.
And sometimes, as best as you may try, you're making a left turn against traffic or whatever the case is. You come close, and you go,
yeah.
Oh, geez.
But you don't stop driving.
But no, you still get in your car, and even if you do get in an auto accident, you keep driving because... Yeah, I agree, but it seems to be something that just cuts to the bone with people that get so worked up.
Right. I also think that because of the media, every time you're exposed to something, you feel like it's new. Like, do you remember when the World Trade Center fell, and you'd see it again on the news, and you'd think, oh my God, is it happening again? And so it's the same thing. Like, every time you hear about the school shooting, every single time you hear that, your body reacts as if it's a different event. And so you feel as if it's happening all the time. And so I think that's something to keep in mind as well. You know, when people are so worried about child abductions because they hear about Amber Alerts or whatever, if you look at the statistics, it's like 100 kids a year out of 70 million kids are abducted by by strangers as opposed to non-custodial parents. But yet I know that's something that I have two kids. I know that all my friends are very concerned that their children will be abducted.
Yeah, I hear a lot of parents talking about that. You're right about that. I hear a lot of mothers talking about it, too.
And I think you should be careful. You should know where your children are. You should take good care, know who they're with. But the things to fear are, you know, Coach Bob or Congressman Mark, as opposed to them getting abducted. You know, you gotta be aware of what you can do to protect your children, as opposed to just feeling so just out of control because you're so tangled up with fear.
Yeah. You know what? Great points. Great points. Jamie, thank you. I really appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. No, she's right about that. We do get tangled up. But we do get tangled up in fear. And you know what the game is, too, that the government plays with us? The game the government plays with us is, okay, be scared, but then realize that we're the only ones that can protect you. Which is not true. Because if we were all vigilant, and if you saw something suspicious, right, you call the authorities. You've got to trust us. You have to. Because without us, you're screwed. You're going to die. Yeah, why don't they just make that the campaign slogan? Vote for us or die. Well, listen, there's a talk show host, I'm not going to say who it is, who actually got on the air in this town and made the following comment. I'm paraphrasing it. But if you vote for Democrats, the American people will suffer mass carnage. So, in other words, this is it. Why don't they just run ads and say the following? Vote for us or die. Right? Why don't they use that when it comes to selling products? Buy Sprite or die. 8:33. It's 33 minutes past the hour. Gina with a look at traffic.
All right, Jay. Well, in Highlands Ranch, it's our latest problem. We've got a wreck eastbound C-470 just west of Lucent. So watch out for the backups to start forming there now. Westbound I-70, a little tough at Havana. We've got the Curiosity slowing due to a crash on the eastbound side now from Pena back to 225. So it's an area you'll likely want to avoid. Had a couple of snags on I-25, one southbound between 104th and 84th. We also had a problem northbound 25 near Hampton.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security. Security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah?
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. If you want to move soon, we have some very smart choices for you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where we have new homes ready for move-in. To learn more, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I can barely open the mic because I'm racked with fear. All right, the feds are saying that this whole football thing, this dirty bomb football thing, is not credible. 8:37, 37 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, high of 58. How scared are you? You can instant message me at am760.net. Let me read some of these instant messages. This is from Greg. Didn't Cheney say that before the last election? I thought he said that if Democrats win, there would most likely be another terrorist attack. Well, that, you know, it's using fear. Hey, Jay, guess you can see how serious us idiot Packer fans take our football. Our team sucks, so some nutbag decides to try and scare the NFL into canceling their game this Sunday. Hey, that's one way to ensure our beloved Packers don't get their you-know-what's kicked. That's from Kevin in New Lenox, Illinois, streaming us at am760.net. Just from Rachel, I don't think about fear. I'm scared, but I'm scared most when I think about the current administration and the influence they have been having on my neighbors, coworkers, and fellow humans across the globe. I do realize that I can control things, that they do so. So I continue to live my life the best way I can and try to be the best person I can and vote. I have started speaking up for myself because I do not trust that anyone else will or that anyone will represent me in a way that I could live with. Here's one from Bob. If you have time, go to motherjones.com and access Mojo Logon, the Mojo Logon, that website. It has an article about Muslim taxi drivers wanting exemptions to refuse to pick up certain passengers because of religious beliefs. And I was talking to a couple of friends of mine who are Muslim, and they thought that that was totally and completely ridiculous. That has nothing to do with fear, but that guy's instant message just kind of slipped in there. Okay, let's get back to the phones, and we go to Cliff in Denver. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Jay, I mean, unfortunately, because of the way that the current administration has played with the stoplight over the years, especially before an election, when I originally heard about this threat in the NFL stadiums, I blew it off completely. There's no, you know, no fear was thought of. Nothing other than, oh, there's the Republicans screwing with the code again so that, you know, that they create the fear.
Well, maybe I'm not as cynical as I should be, because my feeling was when I heard the story yesterday, and John and I started exchanging email about this, and I said to him, watch, the media will get all over this, but my feeling was, probably some guy is sitting in some little room somewhere with nothing else to do, and he's got kind of the Mark Carr thing about, well, I want to shake things up and I want to get some attention, so I'll post this ridiculous claim, and then I know that what I've done will make every newscast across the country.
I agree, Jay. Keep in mind, though, that, you know, if indeed this was a threat, we should obviously have to follow up on it. From a government standpoint, we have to follow up on it, because remember, before 9/11, the worst terrorist attack on this country was committed by one of our own.
Yeah, that's very true, Timothy McVeigh. But once again, though, if you look back on that and if you remember back on that, McVeigh never told anybody he was going to do it. He just went out and did it.
Exactly.
Which gets to the point that I said right after the 8 o'clock hour. I mean, if you're going to do something, would you tell people, would you post it on an Internet site in which the government could track down your ISP and find you, or would you just go out and do it and then take then claim responsibility later?
I mean, that is the typical stereotype we have of a terrorist. Do the action first and then make your claim that you took care of, that you did the deed. I don't know where I want to go with this, Jake. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Cliff. You know what I was just thinking? But one last thought for you. Check this out. See, I think the reason we're conditioned to think that somebody would post a claim and then turn around and go do it is because that's what happens in Hollywood movies. They get the ransom note, they get the threat, they get the message, and then whoever it is has 48 hours, 1 week, 5 days, whatever it is, to find the perpetrator before they pull it off.
One thing you want to keep in mind also, Jay, when you ask, you know, are you fearful, can our government stop a situation? Remember 9/11, we had two FBI agents, one in California, one in Minnesota, that questioned, why is a man of Middle Eastern descent, why is he learning how to fly a plane yet not take it off, to learn how to take the plane off and land it? And yet that information has got sat on. So I don't feel, no matter what the situation, that our government is not going to be able to protect this. If somebody wants to do something, they're going to do it.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, the way things run currently, I think you're absolutely right. Cliff, thank you, man.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Well, let's go to Stuart in Denver. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I was in a business and heard Mike Rosen yesterday, and he was just doing a whole blanket diss on the Democrats. Now, isn't he a lawyer or something? I mean, that's why you can't.
No, not that I know of.
I thought he was. I mean, a lot of people a lot of liberal people that I know listen to his show because he gives a lot of advice and stuff. I think that's why they do it. I don't know.
No, he's not a lawyer that I know of, but maybe he is. I don't know. I don't think so.
But he was doing that, making blanket statements about, you know, if the Democrats are getting in office, this and this and this, and, you know.
Well, that all hell's going to break loose and that everything's going to go crazy and we're all going to die.
They're going to raise taxes. I mean, how, you know, my taxes are already way up there anyway. So, you know, I mean, if they fix the government, I'd be happy to let them raise my taxes a little bit.
Well, nobody's talking about that, though. That's the whole point. What they're talking about doing is they're talking about fixing the tax system so that the top 1% to 2% don't get away with murder, while the middle class has to carry the entire burden for the debt that the administration has run up. But you're right. I mean, they make these dire statements. And why don't they just come out and just say the following? Vote for us or you'll die.
Well, that's basically what they are doing. I mean, you know, all across the board. They don't have any other arguments at this point. And you can't say that in a commercial because that would you'd be taken up on charges. You can't do false advertising. But, you know, our whole system is taken away from, so even you could make statements like that, and, you know, nobody cares.
What I wonder is, and what gets me about it is, like, for instance, when Dennis Hastert yesterday made the statement that, well, Democrats, you know, you elect them, and their idea is to coddle the terrorists. How come nobody in the news media doesn't raise their hand and go, well, okay, Mr. Speaker, can you give us an example of that? Can you give us a concrete example of what you're talking about? Who, for instance, in the Democratic Party, who in the Libertarian Party, who in any party, has talked about coddling terrorists? Who's used that terminology?
Well, the media companies got what they wanted from this Congress, so they want to keep the status quo. You know, I mean, we might actually take back our airwaves and make people accountable. You know, that's the problem, is that us liberals keep ourselves accountable, and then they don't. So,
well, we try to. We don't always. We don't always succeed. Stuart, thank you, man.
Okay, Jay.
Appreciate it. All right, three lines open at 303-713-7600. How scared are you? And did you get scared at all when you read this and heard about this whole dirty bomb story? Because the media was all over it. And how scared are you? And if you are scared, is it the fact that you doubt the federal government's ability to be able to protect you? Is that what scares you? And then if that's the case, do you buy the argument that we are safer now than we were 5 years ago? Also, what's your visceral gut reaction to this whole campaign that's going on about, hey, if you don't vote for me, you're going to die? 303-713-7600, three lines open, or you can instant message me at am760.net. It's 8:46, 14 away from 9, coming up after 9 o'clock. The Dow soars, but how does that affect you? And open phones as well. Plus, Keith Olbermann had a commentary last night, and I'll play you part of that, too, after 9 o'clock. I'll play all of it for you, as a matter of fact, after 9. It's all coming up right now. Gina with traffic.
Still need to watch out for some slowing on I-70 westbound between Peña and Havana. That was due to an earlier crash that was blocking the left-hand lane. Had the Curiosity slowing as well on the eastbound side, so it's one area you'll likely want to avoid. Have a brand new problem. It's down south eastbound C-470, a two-car crash just west of Lucent. So we've got the backups behind that now all the way to Santa Fe. Again, it's in the left lane, so move right to get around it. Looks like we're doing much better now through northbound I-25 through the tech center. That's back up to speed from that earlier crash at Hamden, looking good as well through the bridges. Weather today, partly cloudy, warmer, breezy in the foothills, high of 56, currently 31 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Coloradans for Excellent Schools know an Amendment 39 wants voters to know. Teachers, school boards, PTA, and hardworking families.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status. In my head.
I got hotel availability.
In my head.
I got my travel itinerary.
In my head. I got Orbitz TLC in my head.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC mobile access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
18 years old, one prize per household from any Clear Channel station within any 30-day period. Additional rules apply. For complete rules, visit www.am760.net.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. Here's more proof.
My name's Kristen. I lost 21 pounds and never felt hungry.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-300-0507. That's 1-800-300-0507. 1-800-300-0507.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour, high today 58, intermittent clouds, AM 760 Progressive Talk coming up after 9 o'clock. Doug Henwood from Left Business Observer will talk about the Dow hitting an all-time record high, but what does that mean for you here in the state of Colorado, and what does it mean for everybody else across the nation? Right now we're talking about the football threat, which is the feds now deem not credible. Not credible. Let's go to Gary in Colorado Springs. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
And good morning, America, too.
There you go.
This guy that called in or posted this thread about the attack on football stadiums, I sure hope he doesn't have a name like Mohammed or something like that, because if he does, we'll never hear the bottom of this story. He'll be extradited, rendered is the term, away, and that'll be the end of it. But if he's got a name like Smith or Jones, then maybe we'll get to hear more about it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think you're absolutely right about that. And all you have to do is look at the past track record of the administration in regards to this. I mean, I bet you most people have forgotten this, but do you remember You remember when Ashcroft was the attorney general, and I believe that he was in Moscow, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he called this big press conference because they had caught Jose Padilla, and Padilla was going to explode a dirty bomb.
That's what they were alleging at
and,
that time.
Yeah, that's what they alleged. And then it turned out that they couldn't get Padilla on that. So now they've got him on some other charge, and he's sitting in jail. He's languishing, and he hasn't had a trial, and the government hasn't had to prove anything, but they changed the charges. See, I just don't believe them. That's what the problem is.
I know that, and the way they've been doing that, it would be very easy for a Republican operative to decide he's going to do this football stadium scare, knowing full well that he could be rendered away and nobody would ever hear anything about him again. I don't know if that's what happened.
No. You know what it is? I'll bet you this. It's going to turn out to be some guy sitting in Wisconsin or some other place who gets on a public website, and in this case it's called the Friends Society, and posts this knowing that everybody is going to get shook up about it and everybody's going to get crazy, and then it's going to turn out that it's just some disturbed human being. Because the Internet is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place for crazy people.
As you said this morning, you and every other news organization in the country has had to deal with this situation. And as we draw closer to the election, you can bet that sitting around the bar room when a couple of guys are voting or arguing about how they're going to vote and whether or not we really have a terrorist threat, one of them is going to say, do you remember when the terrorists tried to bomb the football stadiums? And the fact that it was all poo-pooed will get lost in their conversation.
Yeah, that's likely to happen. You're right about that.
This is going to swing some voters. I don't know if it'll be enough to make a difference, but
no,
this little event will swing some voters. Don't you agree with that? There's going to be somebody that doesn't remember that it was debunked. And even if it was debunked, it could have happened, you know. It could have happened. They could have shipped a Coke machine with a bomb in it to a football stadium and set it off. It could have happened.
I don't know how many.
We better vote for George, or else those terrorists are going to get us again. You know.
I don't know how many. I don't know how many voters. I don't know how many people who haven't already made up their minds would buy this and then switch their vote. I don't know. I don't know how credible. I don't know how credible. That's a good question, because I don't know how credible people would really see this as being. I'm not talking about those that are committed to voting Republican or those that are committed to voting Democratic. I'm talking about those people who are undecided or sitting in the middle.
It's the swing voters that decide these things anyway.
Well, I wonder how many of them really sat back and said, oh, come on, this is BS.
I don't think this particular story in and of itself is going to change the outcome of the election. But I do know that there will be some people who will change because of it. And it depends on how much play it gets. Look at the Foley thing. If it had gone over, had dropped off the news right away, if it had been knocked off by the Korean bomb or something like that, it probably wouldn't change the election. But it's been on there. And now I hear the priest in Florida is coming out and admitting that he's the one that molests Foley.
Well, the priest lives in Italy.
Oh, does he in Italy now?
Yeah, and has admitted it. But you also have to keep in mind, too, that the GOP has had a whole spate of these folks. I mean, the Democrats have had Jefferson in Louisiana, and they've had...
And they outed him.
And, yeah, and they've had a little bit of a morals tussle with Harry Reid, but nothing like the GOP. I mean, the GOP's had one domino after another.
Mm-hmm. I know. I want to make one statement, then hang up. You were talking earlier about the fact that you, after discussions about religion and its effect on politics, that you get a lot of emails from people criticizing you for bashing religion. Please try to ignore those emails, because there's lots of people out here who agree with what you're saying and find it positive and take inspiration from it. We don't send you emails like the churches do bashing you for talking about it, but we're out here and we're supporting you, and you do a great job. So keep up the good work. Bye.
Well, I thank you. I appreciate that. I'm just interested. I was interested in why mainstream Christians feel that they need to defend people sitting on the fringe. That was the only reason behind that. Let me squeeze in Linda. Oh, we're out of time. All right. Can't do that. Sorry, Linda. Okay, we're going to talk to Doug Henwood of the Left Business Observer about the Dow. Then we're going to go to open phones, and I'll play this incredible cut of George W. Bush comparing Iraq to Vietnam. Plus, we'll get into some other things going on here locally, including the FBI getting involved now in the Beaupre campaign over that incredible negative attack ad that the Beaupré people ran, in which they won't disclose where they got the information. Can you spell cover up? We'll get into that and a whole lot more, so stick around.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
When it rains, all my friends go away. Mommy scared the sky.
What's going on in the mind of a child who's lived through a hurricane?
You can drown in your bed if you fall asleep.
A lot. Talk to them. Reassure them. We can help. Call 1-800-789-2647. Trained and caring people are ready to assist you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Top three reasons I'm taking my laundry room to the next level. Number three, my washing machine keeps trying to make a break for it. Number two, no more white appliances. This time I'm going wild cherry red. And number one, I get what I want now and don't pay until later.
Now's the time to update and renovate. Through October 22nd, get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your consumer credit card at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. The latest explosive development in the Mark Foley story comes from a Roman Catholic priest. Anthony Mercieca says he had an inappropriate two-year relationship with the former congressman when he was a teenage altar boy in the 1960s. But the priest, who's 72 now and lives on an island south of Sicily, says he doesn't remember having sex with Foley. From Capitol Hill, CBS's Bob Fuss joins us. Bob, what's the latest from the House Ethics Committee on the Foley Page scandal?
The committee continues to take secret testimony in its basement meeting room, and today's first witness could be big trouble for Republican leaders. Jeff Trandle used to be the House clerk, an important administrative job whose duties include overseeing the Page program. He reportedly went to House Speaker Dennis Hastert about problems with Mark Foley a year ago. The most politically dangerous charge for the top Republicans is they covered this up and let Foley continue what he was doing. If they did that, Trandle would know about it. Steve?
President Bush is hitting the road to go to bat for Republicans in the fight for their political lives. Here's CBS's Peter Mayer.
The president will help raise money for two troubled Republican campaigns.
We both had a lot of controversy.
CBS News political analyst Dottie Lynch, the president campaigns for Pennsylvania Congressman Don Sherwood, who admitted to an extramarital affair while denying allegations that he tried to choke the woman. Mr. Bush will be in Virginia for Senator George Allen, who's battling accusations of racial insensitivity.
It's maybe a small risk for President Bush, but it's a bigger gain if he is able to get these Republicans reelected.
The president's campaigning to keep Republican control of Congress. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
New developments in the dirty bomb threat, supposedly targeting NFL stadiums. Live to Washington, CBS's Barry Bagnato.
From the very beginning, the FBI never considered this much of a threat at all, Steve. Now it says it is interviewing a man in his 20s from Milwaukee who accepts responsibility for posting an internet claim that radiological bombs would be trucked to seven NFL football stadiums this Sunday. The FBI says this man has no ties to terrorist groups and that the government still believes the threat is non-credible. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The U.S. military says attacks in Iraq have jumped 22% during Ramadan, and the effort to secure Baghdad has fallen well short of expectations. At the Center on Foreign Relations, Stephen Biddle has been looking at the Iraq situation.
The level of sectarian violence is rapidly approaching what might be a threshold beyond which Iraqis lose the reservoir of a common sense of trust and goodwill.
Walmart's moving faster with its generic drug rollout, expanding it from Florida to 14 other states. And from the toy department, holiday news that might spark a response from Toys R Us and others.
On average, for our board games, our price rollbacks make the prices comparable to what they were 20 years ago.
That's Linda Blakely with Walmart. Checking Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ahead 11 points, and the NASDAQ is up 2. This is CBS News.
Why should buying a used car be any different than buying a new car? Shouldn't you be able to go to a dealer and feel completely confident about your purchase? Well, if it's a Honda certified used car, you can. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. They'll even provide you with a Carfax vehicle history report. See? Confidence restored. Honda certified used cars. They're the next best thing to new.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
If you've ever struggled with a sick kid while trying to get his temperature, you'll love the new temporal scanner by Exergen. It works like magic. Just press a button, gently scan your child's forehead, and get an accurate reading, just like that. It's safe, quick, effective, and used by doctors and premier hospitals. Imagine, no more sticking thermometers in ears or rears. You can even use it while your child is sleeping. The temporal scanner from Exergen, a better thermometer for your family, and the best money you'll ever spend. Available at the pharmacy, at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine stores.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Whether it's a real threat or not, the NFL is taking it seriously at NFL stadiums for Sunday. Message suggesting dirty bombs going to go off at seven stadiums this weekend, including Cleveland, where the Broncos are playing. Coach Shanahan.
I just talked to Jim Sacramento, and he said from the league that right now the threat's not credible. And until we hear further notice, right now we'll treat it as that.
Sounds like someone's being questioned in Milwaukee right now by the feds. An autopsy scheduled this morning for a seven-month-old baby, police say, died in the hands of her father. 21-year-old Fort Carson soldier Jonathan Klinker now stands charged with her death. Court documents indicate Klinker admitted to Colorado Springs police that he shook the girl when she became fussy last Friday. No charges against the Lafayette police officer for the taser death of a 22-year-old man in August. Boulder County DA said there is no evidence that Officer John Harris did anything wrong. At your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update, I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we had a couple of late morning problems. Eastbound C-470 approaching Lucent and Highlands Ranch. A two-car they're trying to clear out of the left lane. And one in Aurora, northbound 225 at Colfax. You may also still be caught up in some of that slowing back to 225 from an earlier crash westbound I-70 at Havana. We also still have northbound 25 through Johnstown being cleared from an earlier rollover. Security wait time.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Well, the Dow is at an all-time high. And what does that mean to the average working American? What does that mean to you and I? Here from the Left Business Observer is my buddy Doug Henwood. And Doug, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Always nice to be introduced by Public Image Limited, too.
There you go, man. You and I are on the same page on that, too.
Yeah.
All right, so the Dow hits an all-time high, and we hear that the economy is good. And I've even had conservative callers call me up and say, well, look at the Dow, the economy's strong, yet today there's a statistic out that foreclosures are at an all-time high, and in Weld County here, I believe it is, here in Colorado, foreclosures are at an astronomical rate. What does this Dow situation mean for you and I and everybody else who draws a paycheck?
Well, short-term movements in the stock market really don't matter to anybody but stock market speculators. Longer-term trends in the stock market do reflect underlying political and economic realities. And in this case, the rise in the stock market over the last couple of years has been reflecting a tremendous upsurge in profits, corporate profits. Meanwhile, wages are flat to down in real terms, although they should be. The declining gas prices is helping a little bit, but the longer-term trend in wages for the last three, 4, or 5 years has been flat to down. And employment is the weakest of any growth in employment is the weakest of any expansion since the end of World War II. So what the stock market is celebrating, and which is, has been celebrating essentially since the bull market took off in 1982, is the weakness of labor, the constraint on wages, and the expansion in corporate profits, and the political dominance of corporate power. Most ordinary people who might have basically either no pension at all, about half of all Americans have no pension plan or retirement account. And of those who do, they tend to have a smallish portfolio, maybe of stocks. But their day-to-day work life gets more uncertain, and it makes it harder to make ends meet. So for them, the stock market rally is either meaningless or a cruel celebration of how things are going for people on the top.
Yeah, the answer I got from this person when I said, well, yeah, but what about wage stagnation? And then I said to them that basically that the rally of the stock market, that the hitting the record high is good for the investor class, but nobody else's answer back was, well, everybody has stocks. But that's not true.
No, everybody doesn't have stocks. About half of all people have some kind of stocks. Most of that's in a retirement account, but most of those are pretty small, a few thousand dollars. The ownership of stock is extremely concentrated. The top 5% of stockholders own about 80% of all the stock outstanding. So it's extremely concentrated. Wealth is much more concentrated than income. Stock ownership is extremely concentrated. So for most people, a rally in the stock market doesn't do them any material good.
So this is the reason why, or could this be the reason why, that the administration, for instance, says, well, the economy is doing great, but we can't seem to get that message through. Is that because the average person out there, Joe Lunchbucket, realizes that that's a bunch of BS and that they haven't really seen things get any better?
Well, that's exactly the reason. Usually in an expansion, after recovery from recession, profits grow at about twice the rate of wages, or a little less than twice the rate of wages. This expansion, profits have grown five times the rate of wages. And that measure of wages includes upper income, managerial pay. If you just look at ordinary worker pay, it's going nowhere. Just if you look at job growth, we're about 9 million jobs below where we would be 5 years after the end of a recession. So this has been a very poor expansion for labor. It's been very good for the owning class. There's no question about that. But for labor, it's not been very good at all. And you began this segment by talking about the foreclosures. And one of the bright spots, if you can call it that, in the economy has been the tremendous housing bubble, or the boom in housing prices over the last, it really started taking off in the mid-90s, but it went crazy about 2000, 2001. And that is now falling apart, seriously. So for a lot of people who borrowed very heavily to either buy houses or borrowed against the increased value of their home equity to spend the money, maybe to make up for stagnant wages, now that's all turning around and biting them in the butt. So this is the one bright spot for middle-income people in the economy is now no longer so bright. So it's just this is not a very good economy for about 80% of the American public.
9:12, 12 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Doug Henwood of the Left Business Observer on the line with me. You can check the Left Business Observer out at leftbusinessobserver.com. So why aren't Democrats making a bigger deal out of this?
Well, I think Democrats have a hard time making a big deal out of just about everything. They have a hard time finding their voice, so they just run against Bush, but they really don't have much in the way of a positive agenda. And I would say there are probably a couple of reasons for that, but most prominent among them is that they got a lot of money from Wall Street. Chuck Schumer has been out raising buckets and buckets of money from his friends on Wall Street. And so a party that is so dependent upon the finance coming out of the investor class is not going to say anything that's going to disturb them.
But they certainly can talk about, and I have heard some of them talk about wage stagnation.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do anything about it. We're not going to see, well, maybe we'll see an increase in the minimum wage, but we're not going to see any change in our labor laws. We're not going to see any improvement in unemployment insurance benefits or, you know, all the kinds of things that could really benefit labor in a material way. I don't think you're going to see that unless there's some kind of lightning strikes them or something. I don't know what's good, but they're going to be just... They seem to be obsessed with these micro initiatives that don't really account for much of anything. They're either purely symbolic or even kind of so micro they're laughable.
How, if you increase the minimum wage, how much of an effect does that have on people who are out there earning a paycheck but they don't make a minimum wage?
It does push up the wages at the bottom. For people who make close to people whose hourly wages are in the single digits, basically, they're going to probably get higher wages, because even if they're not making the minimum, if you're making near the minimum, they have to, there's sort of a sympathetic raise that goes along with it. But, you know, the only period we've seen in the last almost 30 years when wages have risen is the late 1990s. Other times, average real wages have been flat to down for most of the last 30 years. So it's become kind of a norm. And it's amazing that it hasn't become more of an explosive political issue than it is. I mean, people really are just running harder to stay in place. And there's just not much in the way of public political expression of that problem.
You know, it's almost as if people out there know something's wrong, but they're not sure what to do about it.
Yeah, I think so. Given American culture's rampant individualism, I think people tend to blame themselves for a lot of their problems. They don't say if there's something wrong with the politics or the economy. They say, well, you know, I just need more training or a better resume or a more optimistic point of view, or I need to move somewhere to a more booming region. But they, you know, they just never or very rarely think of collective political approaches to solving the problem.
You know, that I've never thought about that. That's really a really good point. We do have a tendency to blame ourselves, don't we? Instead of looking at the institutions and looking at things around us and saying, well, wait a minute, I'm working as hard as I possibly can. I'm busting my rear, and my standard of living just isn't going any higher. It must be my fault.
Yeah, that really is the first impulse in American culture. It's so individualistic. And, well, you know, we're so mobile. We move around. We don't develop deep social ties. We move our jobs a lot, so we don't really develop solidarity with people on the job. So it's very, very difficult. You know, the whole structure of American life is really stacked against developing any kind of collective sensibility or collective approach to solving these problems. But they do affect all of us. You know, if you want to solve as an individual problems that concern everyone, your attempt is bound to fail.
The other thing is taxes. People are scared to death of taxes, and they will say, well, the reason I don't have any spending money and the reason I don't have enough money is because the government takes too much of my money.
Well, I can certainly understand that feeling, because people look at the big bite that the taxes take out of their paycheck and wonder what they get in return. You know, in other countries, people get free public education and health care and all kinds of other good benefits for their taxes. And we don't get much except the war in Iraq, it seems. But that said, the tax burden in the U.S. has not gone up in the last 20, 30 years on most people. It's really not the source of their problems. It's really stagnant wages that's the problem. And rising health care costs are the other thing that's really biting everybody.
Well, that's another thing. I had a guy yesterday say, well, there's no health care crisis. What are you going to say? I mean, how are you going to argue with him? The other thing is, what about the inequities of these tax cuts where the top 1 to 2% are making off like bandits and the rest of us are having to strain to get it done?
Yeah, you know, just one figure really captures that is the average millionaire got a tax cut from the Bush administration of about $25,000. About a third of all U.S. households live on $25,000 a year or less. So, you know, the millionaires are getting tax cuts on a par with what about 100 million of us have to live on. That's really just so imbalanced and unfair that you wonder why people aren't out in the streets screaming about it.
Yeah, you do wonder, but if you talk about that subject, if you try to bring that subject up, if you get into that, then what they will hit you with is, oh, well, you're talking about raising taxes.
Well, this, you know, this is the politics of fear and government by soundbite is what's dominated our culture for going way, way back, but most recently since the advent of Ronald Reagan. It's really, really hard to fight that. I mean, Republicans have a very, very successful PR machine that can coin phrases that scare people out of thinking about anything. Although, you know, Congress's approval rating, according to the Wall Street Journal poll that came out last night, is 16%. That's really, really, really low. Bush's approval rating is about 37%, which is quite low as well. So the Republicans, the old magic is not working for them, and it may be the end of the line for that kind of politics, but it's not really clear what's going to come next.
Just on your observation, you think Republicans will lose control of the House?
There's a very good chance of that. The poll numbers are looking worse for them than it did for the Democrats before the Republican sweep of 94. That 16% approval rating is a record low for Congress. And it's, you know, one of the lowest approval ratings I've ever seen, and I follow polls pretty closely. So a lot can happen between now and November 7th, but it's looking like they're going to take a pretty big drubbing, and it seems to be dawning on the Republican strategists that they're about to take a big drubbing.
But then, you know, the New York Times runs an article like it ran yesterday or the day before, I can't remember which day it was, touting the Republicans get out the vote machine, and that's going to, alluding to the fact that that's going to save their rear, come election day.
Well, that could be. I mean, it is a formidable get-out-the-vote machine. They really are masters of targeting potential voters and getting them out to the polls. They have a tremendous database and a tremendous operation to do that sort of thing. So that is their ace in the hole. The problem is, though, that the polls that ask questions about enthusiasm show that Republicans are not very enthusiastic about voting, and Democrats are very enthusiastic about voting. So that Republican turnout machine is going to have to work uphill because people are just not excited about the Republican prospects, and an awful lot of Democrats and even independents are really quite motivated to throw the bums out. So it could be a very interesting election day.
Boy, I certainly hope so. Doug, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Anytime.
It's been great as always. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
All right, there's Doug Henwood from the Left Business Observer. Check it out at leftbusinessobserver.com. It's 9:20, 20 minutes after 9. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. We'll get into some open phones. And then in the next half hour, Keith Olbermann had a commentary last night about habeas corpus and... We've got it from MSNBC, and we'll play it for you. Plus, take your calls.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you
you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 924, 24 minutes after 9, high today 58. Intermittent clouds, and it's Jay Marvin here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. All right, before we go to open phones, I want to play this for you. This is George W. Bush with... is it George Stephanopoulos? It's George Stephanopoulos, and here he's admitting or accepting or going along with the idea that what is going on in Iraq, where we have had a record month of United States casualties and a record month of Iraqi casualties, what's going on is similar to the Tet Offensive in Vietnam.
Tom Friedman wrote in the New York Times this morning that what we might be seeing now is the Iraqi equivalent of the Tet Offensive in Vietnam in 1968. Tony Snow this morning said he may be right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
He could be right. There's certainly a stepped-up level of violence, and we're heading into an election.
But what's your gut tell you?
George, my gut tells me that they have all along been trying to inflict enough damage that we leave. And the leaders of Al-Qaeda have made that very clear. But here's how I view it. First of all, Al-Qaeda is still very active in Iraq. They are dangerous. They are lethal. They are trying to not only kill American troops, but they're trying to foment sectarian violence. They believe that if they can create enough chaos, the American people will grow sick and tired of the Iraqi effort and will cause government to withdraw.
The decider weighs in. Okay. The other thing I want to point out is, if you didn't see it this morning in both newspapers, a criminal investigation that now involves the FBI sent shockwaves through the race for Colorado governor yesterday. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation announced that it determined that someone accessed information in an FBI database on the Carlos Estrada Medina case, who has been the star of the TV attack ads against Democrat Bill Ritter. The ad was sponsored by Republican Congressman Bob Beaupre, and his campaign staff will now be interviewed by FBI agents. Oh, think they're scared over there? The CBI said it has asked the FBI to join an investigation of the circumstances surrounding the use of the database. It is illegal to use federal databases for anything other than law enforcement purposes, and violators can be sentenced to prison and fined. Beaupre has insisted that neither he nor anyone on his staff broke the law. The CBI has determined that the person who tapped into the database works for a federal law enforcement agency in Denver. This according to CBS 4 News reported last night. The computer system revealed the date, the file that was opened, and the time it was opened down to the second. Now, you've probably seen the TV ad. It alleges that Ritter improperly plea bargained with Medina on drug charges, and that Medina went on to be arrested for lewd conduct with a child in San Francisco. But the defendant in Denver and San Francisco court cases went by the name other than Medina, And Ritter said the various aliases could be confirmed by only by someone using the restricted FBI database. Ritter, who said those circumstances made it impossible for him to respond to the allegations, charged that the Beaupre campaign had obtained the information illegally and called for an investigation. Evan Dreyer, Ritter's spokesman, said that he welcomed the news that the FBI is getting involved. I think it's a confirmation of what Bill suspected all along, that somebody accused that database, somebody accessed, rather, that database for illegal purposes. A spokesman for Beaupre denied any wrongdoing through the campaign. But you know what? The folks in Beaupre's campaign will not disclose who gave them the information. Now, if they didn't do anything wrong, why don't you just tell us who gave you the information? What's the problem over there with the Beaupre campaign? Why doesn't John Marshall come forward and tell us where they got the information? I mean, how does Bill Ritter respond to this if he doesn't know? And Beaupre says no laws were broken. Well, we'll see. And so Beaupre is using this information that he's obtained, and he's beating Bill Ritter up with it. But I go back and I say it again. You know, if you got the information properly, if there's nothing illegal, then why doesn't the Beaupre campaign come forward and tell us where they got the information? Oops. Can't do that, can you? Oops. Why not? Well, could it be that you got the information from somebody who wasn't supposed to give it to you? I mean, it's clear. It's really clear that the Beaupre campaign is desperate. That their backs are against the wall, the time is ticking, and that the people of this state do not accept what Beaupre has to say. So, this is what they come up with. And Beaupre on his website says, hold me accountable. Okay, Bob, we're holding you accountable. We want to know where you got the information. And Bob, if you've got nothing to hide, then give us the information. 9:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll take your calls coming up. Let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, we're in pretty good shape as we wrap up the commute. All of our interstate problems have been cleared in the city, but be prepared for some continued slowdown northbound 25 in Johnstown as police continue their investigation. We had a real bad wreck there earlier this morning. Outside the city, work also continues along U.S. 6 today between 119 and 58. That's right through Clear Creek Canyon. Crews are going to have that shut down both directions until mid-afternoon. Weather today?
Our target is called Iwo Jima.
Movie critics across America are hailing director Clint Eastwood's Flags of Our Fathers.
This is Japanese soil, sacred ground.
The New York Times waves. It's a big, sweeping spectacle.
We take that mountain. We take their big guns. We take their eyes.
A rare feat of movie making.
I've told my men I'd see them through this. It means I already lied to half of them. Can't lie to the rest.
Cover up!
It's beautiful, an emotionally resonant epic.
Knowing he was with you that day, I don't know why it makes me feel better, but it does.
It's so silly.
No, it's not.
A stunning achievement.
Here are the heroes of Iwo Jima.
And Richard Roper calls it an American masterpiece.
People on the street corners, they looked at this picture, and they said, we are winning this war.
Flags of Our Fathers. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent or guardian. Starts Friday, October 20th.
700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a tough job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
Hmm.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
We're talking to Susan Sumner about a product that can help you lose 10 pounds in just a month. And it's free? Is this for real?
Totally real.
And it works?
Completely. I know someone who lost 50 pounds using it.
Really?
I tried it. I use it too. It's called DexL10. DexL10 banishes appetite, so you'll eat less without feeling hungry.
So you lose weight.
Exactly.
What about exercise?
No need to.
Yeah?
You just take DexL10. You'll eat less and the weight comes off. DexL10 is clinically proven.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And if you call them in the next 15 minutes, you can find out how to get a 30-day supply absolutely free.
All right. So to find out how to get your free bottle of DexL10, call in the next 15 minutes. Here's the number, 1-800-900-0340. 1-800-900-0340. Once more, 1-800-900-0340.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Coming to me.
All right, thank you,
Larry.
9:34, 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 58. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Best kept secret in the radio broadcast dial. All right, it's all open phones. Let's go to Tim in Longmont. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, wanted to just kind of urge callers not to believe their lies, you know, the lies of the Republicans about dirty bombs. You know, some guy's going to set off seven of them by himself. Right.
Yeah, well, it's just some idiot sitting around. Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's a Republican lie. I think what it is I think it's some idiot who, you know, accesses the Internet, posts this, and people go crazy over it. The Internet is a perfect, I said this a million times, the Internet is a perfect vehicle for people who are whack jobs.
And the thing to believe is that the Bupre campaign, you know, now the FBI is investigating the illegal access to the NCIC. In today's Denver Post, the head of the Trailhead Group, charges will be brought against him today. There was an interesting little story about that, a row down in Fountain. You know, we see what the Congress, you know, and Bush are trying to do to the Constitution. And, you know, the guest you had on was asking about the message, and I think the message is what we need to do is move to the common good. Start thinking about, you know, voting and, you know, don't believe all the propaganda in the media so that we move to, you know, to a place where it's good for our kids and it's good for their kids and it's good for everybody.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the only thing that we, the only choice we have now is that we need to do two things, three things. Either one, volunteer time. Two, give money as little or as much as you can to a candidate or a ballot initiative, or the last thing, and this is the most important thing, is we cannot allow them to beat us in the ground game. Everybody has to get out and vote, and you've got to get everybody you know to get out and to vote because we need to change the direction of the country. We have no choice.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. By the way, have you seen the video, "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised"?
No.
You ought to take a look at that because it's... I think an excellent example of a people in a country who believe in democracy and stand behind their constitution, standing up for their constitution, and standing up for representative democracy and freedom. Happens to be in South America, but I think the people of the United States could learn something from it. That, you know what I'm saying? At one level, I think we need to be ready to march in the streets en masse if this gets too out of hand and, you know, W and those guys try to, you know, basically suspend the Constitution and take over the country. You know, we got to stay informed and we got to be willing to stand up for it.
Well, I don't think it'll ever get that far if we just do something real simple, which is get to the polls.
Oh, I agree with you. I think we're teetering on the edge, and you know, by the grace of God, we'll pull this thing back before it falls into just a, you know, a horrible tyrannous kind of situation.
I mean, I really do. I really think that if everybody that. The bottom line here is if we take nothing for granted.
Exactly.
And make sure we go to the polls. And make sure you vote absentee. Or even if you don't vote absentee, at least get to the polls. Do not listen to the naysayers. Do not listen to the doom merchants. Do not listen to what they have to say. Do not get discouraged. And get out there and get involved and go to the polls. Then we will be able to stop this administration from its excesses, and we'll be able to start to try to turn this country around. It's the only choice we have. But there are people out there who do the following things. They will tell you that your candidate has no chance to win, that neither party is any good, so therefore the only answer you have is either throw your vote away on a third-party candidate or don't go to the polls. We can't afford to do that. We cannot afford to do that. Does the Democratic Party need to change? Yes, it does.
Oh, absolutely.
How are we going to get it to change? The only way we're going to get it to change is we're going to get involved. That's the only way to get it to change. We need to get it to change. But the thing we need most now is we need to be rescued from this terrible course that we're on. And we're not going to get that if we don't get out and vote.
Absolutely.
Man, you know, and I feel like saying it over and over, and I know people get tired. Oh, God, there goes Jay. But it's like, come on. What choice do we have? We have to do this.
Oh, yeah, and thank goodness you're on the air, and we can talk about things like, you know, the FBI investigating Beaupre, you know, the Trailhead executive director being brought up on charges. You know, and happily, too, you know, I'm actually proud of the Denver Post as much as sometimes I write them and give them a hard time about, you know, not being exactly fair. I don't think at times are unbiased. But, you know, this is to the point, like with the Beaupre thing, that even they're saying silence, you know, their editorial this morning, silence is not an option here. You know,
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we do not need Bob Beaupre to be the next governor of this state, because this is a guy who has no plans. He has demonstrated that he has no plans. He's vague at best of what he has to say. And his only modus operandi is to attack Bill Ritter, not provide us with details about what he intends to do. And he is not talking about things that matter to you and I.
Oh, yeah. The other thing I wonder about is he's currently a congressman.
Right.
He took an oath to uphold the Constitution and abide by the laws of the United States. If somebody on his campaign illegally accessed the NCIC, which is a very controlled thing if you know anything about it, that's in violation of his oath. If that's not in itself a crime, it's immoral and unethical. And I think the people of Colorado need to realize that, so that if he swears an oath to defend the state constitution, I don't believe that any more than I believe he's a flying pig.
Well, I think the interesting thing about this is that he knows that this is in question. He knows that how they got this is in question. He knows all of this, yet he continues to keep using it. Now, if he's going to continue to keep using it, then that shows that his complicity, I believe, in the events that led to him getting it. And he knows better, and he should know better, and he should stop using it until his campaign can do two things. One, prove that it's true, and two, be able to provide us with the source information about where he got it. And stop lying to us about it. That they, you know, we can't, it's an ongoing investigation, we can't talk about it, we can't. No, that's BS. He owes it to us to tell us where he got it. And believe me, if I had him on the show and he's welcome to come on here any time, I would ask him, point blank, where'd you get it? And I'm not going to accept the explanation of you can't tell me.
Oh, yeah, because him and his folks are going to get to do some talking to the FBI, I dare say.
Yeah, which I'm happy about. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Tom in Longmont. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Good.
Great show.
Thanks.
Say, listen, I watched a movie last night called Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. Have you seen that yet?
No.
I Googled it. Google Freedom to Fascism. It's about an hour and 47 minutes long. And I think if everybody in the United States saw this, there would be demonstrations in the street. It is one of the – well, it was just really tough watching it because – we really feel like we're under the thumb of government now. Wait till you watch this movie, and it will put a real fear into you about what the government is getting ready to do to the people of the United States and the world. And it's coming through the Federal Reserve and the IRS, and it's an incredible movie. I've never seen anything like it before, and I just wanted all the audience to, if they haven't seen it, take an hour and a half to see this, because it will really, really set you back.
All right, Tom. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go to Jack in Littleton. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey there. Yeah, I'd like to echo briefly what that last caller was just talking about. Aaron Russell was the guy who made this film. He made Trading Places. He was the first guy to book Led Zeppelin in the United States. He helped produce a film with Bette Midler. Definitely a hip guy.
Hmm.
And what he's basically talking about is how the Federal Reserve System was created as a means of essentially taking the wealth of this nation, where they are the only institution, which happens to be a private for-profit corporation, that has the legal authority to print paper that we call money. And since the last time the Dow was near this record territory in the late 90s or 2000, we had half as many dollars in circulation as we do now. So you could, in effect, say that the Dow is really only at 6,000 right now. But that wasn't my main point. Essentially, what I wanted to say was, you were with your last guest, you were talking about how people feel, you know, we're all doing our best, and we are trying to do the right thing, and yet the system is broken. And yet I see that so many of us, even though we're doing our best, we're really investing, and we have invested ourselves, our time, our energy, our lives, into maintaining the status quo. And voting Democratic could be argued that it could be changing the status quo or not. That's not my point. Please go vote. Please do whatever it takes to maintain the checks and balances, which in this case would be a Democratic Congress. But at the same time, I think we need to understand that the wealthy, the powerful people in this world are putting their money on World War III. They're putting their money on the collapse of the American dollar. They are building a North American Union, which is like the European Union. They're building a Pan-Asian Union. Things are not going to be the same ever again. And we have to take a creative, progressive approach to life now. We have to start creating what we want out of life, because the people who are creating it are creating things that we don't like. And instead of just resisting it, we need to take the reins and say, this is how life is going to be. We need to be creating a vision that is much more empowering for everybody. We could do so much better, and everybody knows it. Humanity could be on such a different level of health, well-being.
How do you propose we do this?
There are many different ways. You know, that's the possibilities are limitless, and I'll suggest some things. We should look into permaculture design, where cities are and households are designed to create their own energy and actually a surplus to grow a lot of their own food, to stop wasting water by flushing it down the toilet every time you use the bathroom. It goes on and on. It's the complete design. The way
But you're never going to get there. You are never going to get there. You're never going to get there unless you change the fundamental course of the country, and the only way you're going to do that,
amen.
The only way you're going to do that is you got to go to the polls and you got to vote. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate
amen.
It. It's 9:46:14 in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to play that Oberman thing. Do you want to play that? Do we have time to play that coming up? We don't have time? Oh, it's too bad. It's really good. We don't have time to get it in? Okay. Well, we can't get the commentary in. That was my fault. I wasn't watching the clock. I got two lines open at 303-71.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Night into Saturday. Right now, it's 40 degrees.
Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the last week of the Office Depot 20th anniversary event, and they have incredible savings on paper store-wide, like 20...
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Let's talk about life-changing events. If you found out you physically couldn't work tomorrow, would that be life-changing for you? If you could only work 2 hours a day for the rest of your life, life-changing? What if your arm and hand went numb for 2 weeks, for 1 year, for the rest of your life? Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Life-changing events are not something we choose. We usually face them under horrible circumstances. Let's face it, a car crash can drastically change your life. Whether it affects your work, your activities, physical well-being, or quality of life, car crashes can literally devastate you and your family. Car insurance isn't the old simple system any longer. There are well-trained insurance adjusters and insurance lawyers. They are not on your side. We are. If you've experienced a life-changing event and have questions, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached 24 hours a day at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
And you can get a pumpkin, one per family, one per customer, for free. Just go by Rockies and pick up your pumpkin. And while you're there, check out the huge selection, huge diverse selection, by the way, of late model, clean, used vehicles. They are Colorado's number one volume dealer. One of the reasons that they are is because of the diverse selection, over 600 vehicles on the lot. And you can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, pre-qualify for a car loan. Talk to Steve about that, and check out the inventory as well. Or get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky and the rest of the gang out at Rockies. They'll definitely take care of you. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. You want to take advantage of that matching down program, you got to do it now. It runs out at the end of October. That's Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock, high today 58, intermittent clouds, but at least no snow in the forecast, right? Okay, let's open phones, and let's go to Eric in Fort Collins. Eric, you're on AM 760, good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, I wanted to run this by you and see what you think, because you're a media guy. My perception is, and I volunteered for Piccioni's campaign, is that the media, at least the local, let me say the Coloradoan newspaper, which is Gannett, Channel 9 News, and those truth tests, which is Gannett-owned, and the I think it's KCOL up there that did this debate thing. I've got several examples of what I think is media bias. I want to see if you think I'm on target and what, if anything, somebody can do about it. The Colorado one has run just in the past week three articles with big font. You know, two of them I think were on the front page and one was on the second page. One says Angie Piccioni pulled out of debate. That was the KCOL thing, when in reality she never agreed to the debate. And then they've run a couple of articles about, the one today was that the 527 funded by Pat Stryker is being, that the GOP has filed a complaint because they claim that, her donation, with that water ad actually is against, was a violation that they actually collaborated with the campaign, which is a frivolous complaint. They have absolutely no proof of that. And then, but they run it on the front page. And then they ran pulls out of debate. They ran a correction the next day because myself and several other people complained. There was this tiny little correction next to the opits in the middle of the paper. And then they also ran this, thing about the Musgrave's campaign complaining about Piccioni making a violation because she got a couple of haircuts with campaign money. I mean, it's just ridiculous stuff. And then the truth test on that water ad, I think his name's Adam Schlager, said that that it was false, that she had voted against cleaning up water, when in fact it is true. And apparently he just didn't look far enough on the blog, the website from Water Conservation Group. If he'd looked further, he would have seen that in the 204 Congress, she had voted against several bills that would have made for cleaner water. So I'm looking at all that thinking, this is, not only is she outspent like 3-1 in this campaign, but she can't even get a break with objective media, and it's just so frustrating because
is that paper endorsing Marilyn Musgrave?
No, I don't think they've come out with an endorsement for either. But you got to wonder if media is driven by a profit motive. If you got one candidate spending four times as much as the other on ads, whether or not that influences the paper's what they do. But, maybe I'm being paranoid. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, I don't know how they make their editorial decisions about what to run where, but what I would do, if it were me, is they have to have a letters section, don't they?
Yeah, which has got about 100 letters, at this time of the year. And, it's like, it's going to be like whispering in the dark kind of.
Well, yeah, but here's what you do. What you do is you go through and meticulously present your points about where their coverage is wrong and where they have failed to right themselves, and you point out to them what they have done wrong, and you send it in a letter to the editor and see if they run it. That's the only thing I know to do. I routinely, not to get in the letters pages because I don't do that, but I've written editors and I've written news organizations before when I thought that something was patently wrong. And there's a lot of times that there are people on the news who make all kinds of absurd statements or make conventional wisdom statements that just basically aren't true, and I'll drop them an email and say, look, this is what you said, but in reality, here's what research shows, or here's what the polls show, and you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's basically the only thing you really can do.
And I have done that, and others have. I know that somebody else from Fort Collins wrote this very thorough, documented with references and sites response to the Adam Schrager truth test, showing that, in fact, his opinion that he had was false, in fact, was wrong, and that it was true.
Did they print it?
Not that I know of. And, in fact, if you go to the Channel 9 News website, and it has a button or a link to show how people have responded to the truth test. You click on it and nothing happens. So you can't even see what people have written in about.
All right, how about this idea? Here's the last idea. Why don't you try doing this and see what happens? Why don't you call the paper and ask to speak to the editor? And they'll probably tell you he's not in, but you can leave a message and leave a message and tell him you're disappointed in the paper's coverage. Try that.
We'll do that.
All right, and then let me know what happens.
All right,
thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
That's it for today. Tomorrow, David Kuo, Tempting Faith. He'll be with us, and we'll interview him, and we'll hear what he has to say. And that's at 7:30 tomorrow morning, in between open phones. And we've got some other guests lined up, too. Have a good day, Alpha.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Mountain Coin.